Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's the Willie Dog Show. Get tuned to the best. We gotta lock it up, lock it up. Put your money up, from New York to Miami, all the way to Mississippi too. Chuck G in the house, baby. Willie Dog on the mic too. Shouts out to Showtime, baby. Yeah. Introducing Willie Dog.
Oh man, that show is some hot stuff. But anyway, let me go and get on to this thing right away today, because this might be the worst show I ever had, because it might be boring to all you people that don't understand real talk. So it might be real boring today. But before we get started, as usual, I got to give praise and thoughts out to the Almighty, because without him, it wouldn't be possible. Showtime, could you leave us in our prayer today, my brother?
Yes, sir. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in need of a special blessing, a blessing that will lift the stress of those who are suffering from the economy. Lord, we know that change will not come when we want it to or in a time of need, but when you see fit for us to have it. We know that we need to live life accordingly, or at least try, before we receive our fruits of life. Lord, we ask that you bless our Grudge Race family, keep them safe and out of harm's way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. I appreciate it, my brother. Also, that was Showtime there. I want to send out condolences to him and his family. His grandmother passed this past week there, and so we want to send condolences out to Showtime and your family, Showtime. I hope Godspeed to you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. On that note, then, we can get into this show. Like I said, today you might not be too interested in it, because today you got to put on your thinking cap, because I'm coming real live to you today. It's some stuff I think you need to know about. Something I need to get off my chest, because I'm a little heavy-hearted today. I'm not that happy. I'm not that enthused. I'm in a bad mood, and not a bad mood against nobody. I'm just in a bad mood because I got my feelings hurt a little bit. But before I get into that, I want to send out to my sponsors. There's Mold Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. That's Mold Speed Shops. He does all types of automotive work, all types of custom plumbing, all types of custom wiring, intakes, nitrous systems, any kind of thing you want. He also is real good at chassis work, and he tuning the chassis for you to go down the track. The first time, if he's not, he'll guarantee you he'll give you your money back, or he will get you down that track. Don't forget, Mold Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. If you tell him you heard this announcement on my radio show, you'll get a 10% discount at Mold Speed Shop. Helps up a judge, y'all. Now, just in case you call him and he don't answer, just keep calling back or leave a message. He got a bad system out there. We got a bad tower. His reception out there ain't worth a damn. All right, with that being said, also, I got to put in there, I have a co-sponsor, believe it or not, Mike Hills Racing. Mike Hills Racing is a co-sponsor this week. And like I said, everybody was wondering the other week why I kept putting Mike on, and they told me I was doing favors for Mike and doing this here. Wrong answer, people. I don't give Mike Hill just another man, but he's a man that I respect. He's a man that's a friend of mine. Also, he's co-sponsor, so, you know, I do what I got to do. All right, I'm going to say that because that leads up to my topic of the day. My topic of the day, like I told you, I'm a little hurt there. What is a true friend? Now, I know you're probably saying, what the hell is he talking about a true friend on the radio and Grudge talking? Well, believe it or not, we all race each other. I mean, we have some kind of friendship, some kind of camaraderie ship. So, I mean, you know, we all should be friends. Now, it brings my point to reason I said, I got a heavy heart. Is it a true friend when you only do what your friend wants you to do, or they go by your opinion, or everything they say is supposed to be good? As long as everything is good and you're going by what they want you to do, they're your true friends and everything is okay. Now, is that really a true friend? I said it to say this. I had a friend of mine call me about something he wanted to do, and I just gave him my opinion about it because I didn't think that was the right thing, but it was my opinion. My friend got mad at me, cussed me out, and hung up in my face just because I didn't agree with him. That hurt my feelings. Won't call no names, but it was dealing with the racing community, and it was dealing with the Grudge Racing. Like I said, 98% of the times, I'm going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. course, now, I'd be lying if I say I do it 100% of the time, because we all lie sometime or another. Now, I got a couple of people I wanted to ask what their opinion was of that situation. Showtime was one of them, but I don't want him to answer right now. I want to know if Sweet Willie's on the phone. Sweet Willie, press the one button. I want to see what Sweet Willie got to say about that. The reason I say I want to talk to Sweet Willie is because I listen to Sweet Willie, and when Sweet Willie seems to be pretty honest most of the time that I talk to him. Now, we're not close friends or nothing. We very rarely ever met. But Sweet Willie, just hearing him, and like I said, I feel like I know him. I value his opinion. So this is what I want to know what he think about this situation. Sweet Willie, you're on the phone. You heard what I was saying, brother, and I'm serious. Could you elaborate on what I said and give me some insight, my brother?
Yeah, I mean, you know a true friend when things get bad. And my true friend, I can say anything. I can ask him anything. And we don't always agree, but we're not going to let nothing break that friendship up. So if someone leaves you over not agreeing, I mean, unless it was something about their wife or something like that, if someone leaves you over that, instead of maybe they weren't your true friend to begin with.
Thank you, Willie. No, it's not like that. It's all dealing with racing. This is grudge racing. But like I said, a lot of people might not understand it because it might be a little elevated for their heads, you know, since we ain't cussing and calling everybody all those kind of names, you know, some people got to miss it. But, you know, Willie, what do you consider a true friend, Willie?
The characteristics, my true friend, like I said, is like if I have a problem, I try to share it with him. You know, I value his opinion. It doesn't make me necessarily, you know, my best friend and stuff, we argue all the time, you know.
Right.
So we do agree on the majority of things and stuff, but
I'm talking about the racing world. What are you talking about?
I know. But I'm talking about the racing world and stuff. If you value his friendship and his opinion and stuff, okay, nothing should break you two up.
Let me ask you one more question then, Willie. Have you ever had a true friend? You thought it was your true friend, but when you didn't agree with him, he sort of gave you his ass to kiss?
Yeah, I think that we've all had that. You know, nothing to do with racing, but, you know, if we keep it on racing, you know, it's just like, I have my opinion about certain things, and I try to learn. If I don't know, I try to learn and ask the right questions. And like you said, if you ask me a question, you're going to get the truth. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it or something. I just won't say anything. I'll just stay completely out of it. But if you ask me my true opinion about something, I wouldn't be your friend if I didn't tell you the truth.
That's what I was trying to say there. That's why I value your opinion now. Yeah, I really do. And I thank you, Willie. Like I said, I'm going to leave your mic open for a minute. If you need to holler about something, you can jump back in here. Also now, okay, Showtime, what you think about that, Showtime? I value your opinion also because I think since I met you, you've been a true friend to me, I think. I mean, I have no other reason to say you haven't. So what's your thoughts on that subject?
Well, I think a true friend is the person that you can actually go to and consult with, I mean, talk about any issue that may cross your mind. Also, a true friend is a person that does not have an agenda, you know, because sometimes you get friends that that have an agenda of being your friend, whether it's that you have money or whether you're around women or men, depends on your gender. But the thing is a true friend is somebody that believes in you for who you are.
Showtime, I'm glad you said that about an agenda, because I've seen so many people in this racing world, in this grudge world right today, that they only being friends with somebody because they either real popular or they think they got a little money or you get them a little money or something. As soon as that leaves, they leave. Is that what you're talking about,
exactly,
about having another agenda?
Yeah, exactly.
I hear you. I appreciate that. Sniper, if you're on the phone, press the one button, Sniper. Sniper, if you're on the phone, press the one button, Sniper. I ain't got time to go down these numbers and list. I got the phone so full, the screen is probably going to jam up or cut off since I heard Pro-Star Joe. Oh, Pro-Star Joe. I meant to say, Pro-Star Joe had a show yesterday, and he covered just about everything in the racing world, and he did it pretty good. Like I said, you know, I know he might not need me to give him no props and say he had a decent show yesterday, but his show was real good, and I enjoyed his show yesterday because he damn near pretty level-headed yesterday. He didn't blow up too much yesterday. He's tried to blow up a couple of times, but he caught himself. So I want to give props out to Pro Stock Joe on his show yesterday. He conducted himself pretty mannerable, but he know if he get out of line, I'm going to put my foot square up in his ass. So ain't no big deal on that. But, Joe, you did a damn good job yesterday. I know you might come on here and say, I don't need to tell you that, But I did tell you, and the damn thing you can do about me saying it either. And guess what? Today you can't threaten to cut me off because this is my show, and you can't cut me off. Anyway, I see a hand up. Maybe the hand was just up because they didn't know what they was doing, but I'm going to go to them and see if they have anything on this other subject I was just talking about. 516-5625, talk to me.
Hey, dog, what's happening, babe? Big Willie McKinnon, you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I saw yesterday when you was a little booty yesterday with Pro Stock Joe, but I'm going to let you go on that, though, because you're a grown man. That's just your opinion. But well, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, but like you were saying, a true friend, your final saying, they shouldn't get mad at you when something goes wrong or whatever, vice versa. You know, we all have different opinions for everything. But, I don't know you that well, just like you said about Sweet Willie, your final saying, but you invited me down to your house about 2-3 months ago, and you treated me like a true friend. So I consider you as a true friend. You know, you say some shit that I don't like that I could just wring your neck for it, but I don't get mad at you about it.
I heard that.
You
have some fights, didn't we?
Yes, I consider you as a true friend, you know,
right.
And you I'll call your house the wrong time of day, you'll cuss me out, you'll find saying I'll laugh about it, and I can let it go.
Well, I mean, that's everybody. Anybody that know me, they know if they call it the wrong time, they're going to get that cussing out the same way. I'm an equal opportunity to cuss them.
Right, you know, so.
Whether it's man or woman, it don't make me no difference. You catch me at the wrong time, it's the wrong time. That's my prerogative at my own house.
Right. Sweet Willie's a true friend. And I can ask him how fast did the car go or something like that, and he won't tell me. But I don't get upset about it because I know that's just the way he is. He, you know, he keeps that stuff to himself, and it doesn't bother me a bit.
That's what he's supposed to do, right, Willie? You still on the phone, Willie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
If you ask me how fast the car is going, I'll tell you right now, sir, I'm going to lie. So, because that's one of the questions that you shouldn't be asking. And Big Willie McKinnon, he never asked him, but we got a friend and stuff. He asked me every day and stuff, and I tell him a different lie every day. You know,
okay,
just,
well, look here now. Okay, I'm glad I heard all y'all. I got my main man on it. Like I said, a lot of people don't like this man. A lot of people do like him. They just won't admit it. I'm talking about Pro Stock Joe. I love Pro Stock Joe, basically. Now, I know that people be saying, much as we fight, how the hell you and Pro Stock Joe get along? Believe it or not, me and Pro Stock Joe makes each other better. Sometimes he just don't show it, but I'm going to let him tell him his damn self. Hope he don't take all day, though, because I told him. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, doctor?
Ain't nothing to it, my brother. Talk to me.
Yeah, interesting conversation. Well, first of all, I appreciate the kind remarks, and I do appreciate any comment and criticism that I get. So, like you said, our job every day is to get better at what we do, whatever it is we're doing, so. Whenever you get feedback, that's when you know if you're doing good, if you're doing bad, if you need to change or keep doing the same. So I appreciate it one way or the other. But
don't y'all go nowhere now. I got another topic that's going to be everybody can elaborate on this end. Everybody knows something about it. Try to tell Pro Stock Joe, like I said, you know me, we talk about stuff. He takes my advice on some shit and some shit. I take his advice on a lot of stuff. I got another topic. The reason I won't tell you what the next topic is, just in case we don't get into it. I told him about putting out all the topics, and he don't ever get into it. Then the Joker said, damn, I was just on the phone and waiting to hear that one topic. But anyway, though, all right, Joe, you got anything else you want to say about that? If you don't, I want you to hang around because this next topic, it involves you in a sense, and it involves everybody in racing. But I'm not going to put it out there until I finish this topic. Anything else you want to say, Joe?
Yeah, about that friend stuff. Let me say about friends. Friends have a license to cuss you out. Real friends can say that they don't agree with you, and they have a right to get mad at you in your own best interest. But some people don't understand that. How you going to get mad at me? I remember the night I wrecked my car out on 150th Street in New York. I just went and bought a very, very expensive motor. Everybody was telling me, don't take your car there no more. Your car don't belong on the street no more. You done graduated from that. I wouldn't listen to shit. I took my car there. Wrecked my car into a pole. I wasn't racing at the time. I was running from the police. Anyway, they took the car, they impounded it, and they seized it. Anyway, my friends got mad at me. The two guys that was down me in the racing team that we had formed, they was mad at me, mad as hell, cussed me out, all kind of shit. And I'm like, how the hell are you going to cuss me out about my shit? That's my shit. I paid for that. You didn't do nothing. Yeah, but they supported me, and they was my friends. And so they had a right. After a while, I realized they had a right to get mad at me about my own best interest. You know, so your friend can say what the hell they want to say to you, because that's what friendship is about. It's unconditional. It's both sides. But they have to be there when you need them. So if I need $15 you're my friend. If you got the $15, you're supposed to be there. Or if I just need you to listen, you know, then you're supposed to listen. Don't tell me what I want to hear, because you ain't really my friend. If you just tell me what I want to hear, tell me what I need to know, then I know you're really my friend.
You and Willie Showtime and Sweet Willie and Big Willie come up with the key, those key points. If everybody was listening, it's been each one of them came up with a hell of a key point. That if you really know what you're listening at, you're doing. Joe, that was a damn key point, brother.
I appreciate
Joe,
it.
Joe, okay, I'm finna go to this other caller because maybe they want to say something. Because this next topic, everybody got a little something to say about this. I want to make sure I get into it though. But I'm up to go along with y'all want me to go though. But let me see what this next caller wants. They might have something to put in on this conversation. All right, Joe?
Yes, sir.
706-4603. You got something you want to say about this subject we're talking about today? Clear your throat, 4603. You got anything you want to say about this subject today? Hey, I ain't going to pull a Pro Stock Joe on you. I ain't going to ask you no more, but I ain't going to cut you off. But if I need my line since you got your hand up, I'm going to cut your butt off. I ain't even cussing today yet. 843-9070. Speak.
A friend is, a true friend is a person you can go to when you're down and a person you can go to when you're at your highs. Not
hold on. Is this Russell Bull?
Yes.
Okay, when you come on this thing, if you're important and you're a celebrity, you got to address yourself. So we know who you
all
is.
Right.
How you doing,
this is Russell Wendell Salmon III. And a true
yeah,
friend
I know
is
the no raising one, right? The one that don't raise.
Okay, I agree with that too. A true
I'm
friend
friend
is a pressing dog when
on,
not
friend.
When you have when you got everything, you got a man hanging on with you. When you down, you don't see him no more. That's not a true friend. And like Joe said, a man tell you why he thinks you wanna hear, that's not a true friend. Tell the truth. Just tell it like
right about that. Somebody got some background on now who it is, but I wish you'd cut it out because, like I said, we need to hear this today. Like I told you, my show is based on knowledge because Joe covered all the racing shit yesterday, so we didn't get a chance. I don't need to go over that. Like Wild Man already said that. Wild Man did say something constructive, but there's no racing ass. But anyway, Russell, you got anything else you want to say? Russell Wendell, Simon III, the Bull?
No, that's all I want to say.
Okay, one more thing before you go and make a shout, though. When you gonna have that old car ready to race?
Money funny.
Everybody money funny then. If you don't, if it's money funny, you don't supposed to be spending it. Then it's counterfeit. So ask, when you going to have that car ready to race?
It won't be this year.
Damn, you that bad? You told me you made, last year, when everybody was making $40,000, $50,000 a year, you told me you made $100,000 in 6 months.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that. But I can tell you this much. Money is funny, and if I spend it all, I'm going to have to come live with you, and I don't think that could work.
Well, then, you know, your old lady living with me, so you might well come on and get in there with us.
That's what she is.
All right, brother, we appreciate it, man. I'm going to leave your mic open now. I'm going to pull a post out of Joe today. I'm going to leave all these mics open. So far, y'all been real mellow, and I appreciate that. Now, if y'all adopt that on all these radio stations and all these radio shows we have, we can let all the mics be open. Everybody can be okay until we start hollering like a fool. But I want y'all to stick around for this next topic, and I keep saying it because it's very, very interesting. All righty? All right, 912-4274.
What's going on, that dog? You know what this is. It's Dolomite.
How the hell I going to know what you is? I don't sleep with you, faggot.
I just want
what's
to comment.
What's up, Stanley, man? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my brother. Doing fine.
All right, you got a comment you want to make on this subject? Your girlfriend on the next line, I got to get her in a minute, Bobby Childs. You got anything else you want to put on this subject?
Yeah, a true friend is somebody that you really don't have to worry about. They understand the boundaries of your life and what's going on with you. So a true friend is not somebody you even have to question. It's already known.
I got you. Okay, Stan. So how you doing, man? You're doing a pretty good job on that on the internet with them posting and everything and keeping up with the little standards. And I appreciate everything you do, man. Every little thing to keep everything interesting, Stan. We appreciate it. That's Stan the Man Dolomite, y'all, out of the Savannah area there. And if you was on the internet there, if you seen the little old tribute he gave to Bobby Childs and his wife for 33 years of marriage, man, that brought a tear to my eye, Stan. And like I said, I know Bobby appreciated it. And I want to tell you, I appreciate you putting it out there, my brother.
No problem, man. It was my pleasure, for real.
Okay, all right. The man of the hour we just talking about, Bobby Childs, it's your quarter.
Hey, thank you there, sir. And like I said, once again, I want to thank Dolomite for that tribute that he did, and I really appreciate that. Pro Stock Joe said something real crazy when I told him I had been married for 33 years. He said, "Congratulations, Bobby." He said, "But I don't think I can live with my own self for 33 years."
So got a damn good point there now. You got a damn good point there, Bobby.
But anyway, hey, I ain't going to hold up the show, but a true friend is what happened on Wild Man's show, if y'all will listen. That was a true friend that stepped up to Cold Killer and made his friend see what was wrong. So that is a perfect example of a true friend. No matter what, he stood there, he held his ground, and he made him see what was wrong. So that's all.
And that was a young boy too. Now them two young guys too. Now, so that means we still got some hope left for the young crowd. Okay, Bobby, stand by. If you ain't got to put your phone on mute, your mic will be open. So put your phone on mute, because you know you always got background noise. Because y'all ain't got the one telephone down there in Unionville, Georgia. And if you own it, then you know can't nobody else get on it. Okay, all right, Bobby. Appreciate it, brother. And congratulations again on your anniversary, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Miss New York, your quarter. What you got to say, sweetheart? 914, Miss New York. You on the air?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just want to respond on that question you had about the friends. You got to give me some time because it's not long, but it's going to get to the point. And listen real good because it's a lot of points in there. Okay.
That's what we're here for. You know how quiet it is today? Everybody waiting on you to go ahead and give us those good points you was going to give us, darling.
Okay. A real friend will forgive you. Okay. And I feel if I did something wrong that he would forgive me, he or she. A real friend will lend a hand whenever I'm not strong. A real friend will listen, even the time I'm trying to speak. A real friend will accept me whenever I'm fierce or weak. A real friend will care if I ever become ill. A real friend will know just how I truly feel. A real friend will always be there if I need someone by my side. A real friend will rejoice for me long after I...
Trying to dial the phone.
Hello?
Background noise. Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
Okay. A real friend will rejoice for me long after I have died. A real friend will be forever, even if I suddenly move away. A real friend will never leave. In my heart of each other, we shall stay. That's what a real friend is to me.
Miss New York, now, everything you said, I can relate to that, and I can understand that. But let me ask you a truth. As a friend of yours, can I ask you a question? Was you reading that?
Yeah, because I wrote it for somebody else, for a true friend. Trying to explain
like
myself
to a
real friend with
you. When you read it, sometimes you just doing it for the commercializing this stuff. I know it's a lot of stuff to remember, but when you want to have a real true friend and you want to say it, just say it from the heart and let it flow to the tongue.
Okay, but
it was.
Okay, well, I wrote it. Okay, this is what I wrote, and this is what I have a real true friend like this. So
okay.
I wrote this for her, and what I said is the truth. Like a real friend, me and my cousin, we're the best friends, and I can discuss anything with her. And but we may not agree, but at the end of the day, we never hang up or walk away or drive away from each other without ending that conversation as friend. I mean, I could call her 3 o'clock in the morning, I could call her 4 o'clock in the morning, she could call me. We are always there for each other. We don't agree with everything, but you know, we're there for each other through thick and thin, no matter what. And
Miss New
York, a real friend, yes.
Okay, not to cut you off, sweetheart, but now, is this relating to my grudge racing we talking about? Is you and your girlfriend,
yeah,
y'all race cars? You just talking about your personal life, babe.
No, I'm talking about, because, you know, I told you, I also ride motorcycles, and I'm into racing, too, and the things that I do, rather you know it or not, I race my car. It ain't a race car, but I have ran races with my car, and I should do it, but I do it.
Let me ask you a question, not to cut you off, which I did do, but you're from New York, right?
Yep.
Did you ride by Pro Stock Joe House and run over his ass for me? Huh? I mean, go over there and make like you're finna race him. You know your girlfriend that you said was your true girlfriend? Have her go around there and park around the corner in a semi-truck. And y'all take off racing, and then y'all run slap-ass over Pro Stock Joe for me. No,
that's
just a little humor.
Not,
okay, Miss New York, I appreciate it. I hope
friend.
All y'all hear that. Okay, I don't have no more hands up on that subject. If anybody else want to come in on that subject, please press the one button right now, and I will let you speak on that subject. Please press the one button right now if you want to speak on that subject. If not, yes, sir.
Can you hear me, Big Willie?
Yeah, Big Willie, your mic is open, brother. All mics that I talk to is still open.
Let me tell you something that happened to me right quick, a couple of years
ago. Is Big Willie or Sweet Willie?
No, it's Big Willie. Okay, Sweet Willie, if Sweet Willie's listening, he'll know what I'm talking about.
Don't try to talk to Miss New York because I know you're looking for a woman. I know you ain't had a woman in, well, I ain't going to tell him that, though. Go ahead with
him. I had what I call was a friend, all right? A few years ago, he bought a motor. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, he bought a motor that he couldn't afford, all right?
Okay.
He bought a big cubic inch motor that I know that he couldn't afford, all right?
Okay.
He shouldn't have bought it, but that's beside the point. He came to me and asked me, I'm going to tell you the name, he came to me and asked me if I would go to Gene Fulton, who I know very well, and tell Gene Fulton that the motor was my motor, so he'd give him a break on fixing the motor.
Uh-huh.
All right? And I told him, I says, well, man, I says, I was with you when you bought the motor. You had to borrow the money to buy the motor. I said, now what am I going to do if I take this motor to Gene Fulton and tell him that's mine, and Gene Fulton called me 2 weeks from now and said, well, hey, look, Will, I need $5,000 so I can buy a crank for the motor. I said, I know you don't have the $5,000. I don't have the $5,000. So it's going to make me look like a fool. I said, the racing world is small. You don't believe it or not. You don't know it or not, but it's small. I said, as soon as I take that motor to Gene Fulton and tell Gene Fulton, well, hey, I got this motor, and the first thing they're going to say, well, Big Willie got a race car. Big Willie's coming back with a pro mod. His motor's at Gene Fulton, so you're getting ready to come racing. And I know good and well I couldn't afford to go pro mod racing no more.
Okay, you
said
all that to say what, though, Willie? You ain't saying nothing.
Well, I'm saying all of this to say when I told him that I wouldn't go tell Gene Fulton that lie, he stopped talking to me. We ain't talked in 2 years.
Okay, I see what you're saying. As long as you was going along with his lie, you was okay with it.
It was okay. All right?
Okay.
He stopped talking. That very same day that I told I refused to go tell Gene Fulton a lie that was my motor, he stopped talking to me, and we ain't talked in 2 years. I see him. He don't bother me. I don't bother him. When he drove away from the house, I knew good and well that he was gone.
Right.
I said, well, that's the end of that. And I don't think it should have been done like that. I think he should have respected the way I felt about it and just let it go, and we stayed friends.
Okay. All right, Willie, I got you, brother. All right, now, that subject there, that took up enough of my time. I got a good feeling there. I feel a little better now because I see a lot of people just touch my heart then. Now, what I done is closed everybody's mic with the exception of my sponsor, that's Showtime. His mic is the only mic open beside mine. Everybody that I talked to just a while ago, your mic now is closed. What I want you all to do is to press the one button and take your hand down. So when I come back with this next question I got, I'm going to go down the list as the hands come up so you can answer. So I want everybody that I talk to, press the one button and take yourself out of the queue. Everybody that I talked to earlier, press the one button. But y'all being so nice today, I can't even cuss nobody out. Pro Star Joe, press the one button, you big head faggot. You had to be one of the ones that could damn fool. He's supposed to be paying attention. Didn't the other day on this show he said, thank you, Pro Stock Joe, you big head bastard. Anyway, now look here, Pro Stock, press that one and take you took yourself out and put yourself back in now. 919-2608, take yourself out. Press the one button. I don't want nobody pressing the one button now. Everybody take yourself out the queue. 919-2608, press the one button, take yourself out of the queue. Please. All right, didn't do it, but oh, thank you. All right, this is my next topic, y'all, and I appreciate everything y'all did on that there. Showtime, did you get some answers out of all that stuff that was going on, Showtime?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to appreciate it. I told y'all to quit pushing that one button. Now. I ain't want nobody in the queue yet because I'm going to answer these questions as I go. All right, my next topic coming up, dealing with the racers, the watchers and everything, and a whole lot of assholes that's on the side that's always saying shit and don't realize what they're saying or what they're talking about. As soon as I give you some subject, you'll understand what I'm saying, because they always got to put their two cents in when they don't know the bottom line or what the hell going on or what's happening. My next topic is on hired guns or hired drivers or hired whoever you want to call. What I mean by that is somebody that's driving somebody else's car. You don't own the car, but you drive the car. A lot of us can relate to that because we got a lot of people out there that own the cars, but they don't drive them. Now, my question is, if you're a hired driver or you drive somebody else's car, if you wreck that car, tear the hell up, and your ass still walk out and you still breathing and you still walking around, what, and how I want to put it, what do you think your financial responsibilities, if any, is to that person that called you wrecked? You understand what I'm asking? I'm just asking. If you wreck somebody else's car that you are driving for them, what is your financial burden to that person, if any? Okay, Showtime, I'm going to let you start off with it. You answer it first. Then I go down the list.
Okay, that's very simple. That's a very simple analogy there, man. I mean, I think
I want to question, but I want to put everything in it so the next person I have more information than you. You say it's simple, but you didn't listen to what I was saying at first. It's simple to maybe somebody with some good sense, but you're going to always have some dumbass on the side of saying, man, he shouldn't have did this to your car, or he should have been got out of it. Or everybody else going to know exactly what you should have did. So that's just a little bit more food for the next caller. But go ahead, Showtime. I'm sorry, brother.
Okay, so basically you just want me to pretty much just touch on it but not really go into detail about it.
Now, I want you to tell me yourself, because I think you have been in a situation where you might be sponsoring somebody to drive a car of yours or vice versa or whatever, you know. I just want to know what your feeling is on it, brother, whatever you feel.
My feeling is that if I hire somebody to drive my car, just for an example, let's say, for instance, you have team owners out there in NASCAR. Let's get away from drag racing. NASCAR, okay? When they tap one of them cars for whatever his name is, Richard Childress, do you think Richard Childress go over there and blame the driver tearing up the car? No,
okay.
What he does,
I feel you with the analogy, but I don't want you to. I want you to keep it with grudge racers. I don't want you to don't use them examples. I just want you to keep it strictly with pieces and other crazy ass.
Okay. Well, grudge racing. Okay, let me just put it this way. If I just drive my car grudge racing, you tear it up, you bang it up, or whatever the case may be, I'm not looking for you to spend any money in that car because I hired you to drive that car.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm finna tell you what I'm going to do, y'all. Now, he wasn't the first one to raise his hand, but he's very smart, and I'm going to let him go because I think when he answered the question, a lot of people will have more knowledge of what's going on. So I'm finna put back on the mouth of the damn entire East Coast. First off, go ahead. Answer the question for me, brother. Don't stop, Joe. He got to put his little button and get his shit off hold or mute or something, I think.
Yes, sir. Don't stop,
Joe.
Okay.
It's your dime. You pushed the button, buddy.
Okay, yeah, but I have my phone on mute because I hate people in the background. You don't think you're making any noise, whatever little thing you're doing. I'm on my computer, so I don't want to make
noise. Did you hear the question,
I did hear the question, and I did hear Showtime's response. And,
it don't make no difference. I just want your answer, my brother.
Okay, yeah, but, I mean, whether it's NASCAR or any other car, it's universal. If I put you in my car, I'm trusting your decision-making. So if you make a bad decision and you wreck my joint, then I got to live with that. Now, as a man, if I'm in your car and I tear it up, if I can.
Thank you. I know what you're saying. Thank you. Go ahead, Owen. I know what you've been saying.
Then as a man, I would step to you and say, hey, let me throw in my, you know, $17 or $13 or whatever that case might be. I mean, but that's what I can afford because you understand if you let me drive your car, you probably know my financial situation to begin with because when we racing and we betting, you know what kind of bets I'm making. So if I'm a $200 kind of better guy and we betting, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 and you driving a car and you can pretty much bet what you want to bet and you betting $200 or $300, then I know what I can look for you or not look for you to do once the car gets wrecked. But listen, I put you in the car, so I got to live and die. I got to ride or die with that decision.
I appreciate it, Joe. Stay on the line, and we on the same page right now. Appreciate it, Joe. Just stay on the line, brother. Russell,
yep.
Simon the Third.
Hello. A person asked me to drive his car for him, and I drive his car. I'm not going to try to tear it up. I don't want to hurt myself to start with. If I wreck his car and I'm able to help him, I help him. But it's no responsibility for me to fix his car. If I can help him, I will help him. But it's no con. Dog, I wrecked you one night.
Yeah, I know you did. I know. Hit me in the side and told the whole phone in the car in the middle. You like that in dog.
I told
him
to start with. I said, I never drove this car before, but I'll drive it for you. I didn't intend wrecking you or wrecking the car.
Now, Russell, a lot of people don't understand what you just said, but I want to elaborate on that because I want to say this in. You know, you wrecked me randomly. I was driving somebody else's car. You was driving somebody else's car. Now, did anybody out there get mad or get to want to fight or anything that night?
Nobody got mad. We shake hands, and that was it. You know.
And I whoop your ass, too, now. I'm good at that now.
Yeah, you win, though.
You came in my lane.
Yes, I did. I all over the place. Nobody
yeah.
got mad. The man
yeah.
we owned the car we all driving. He didn't get mad. He knew I was trying to win because I bet money like I was trying to bet. You bet. I wasn't trying to lose. I wasn't trying
and Joe,
to help.
And guess
car.
What happened, Joe? The car Russell was driving flipped upside down and it stayed running until it ran out of oil and the damn rods and everything just come out of it. It was still running, man. Nobody got hurt, though. Okay.
Nobody got hurt.
All right, wow. All right, Russell. I appreciate it, there, Russell the Bull. I appreciate that, my brother. Stay in the
yeah,
man.
Right.
Oh, go ahead, Joe.
Oh yeah, well, I was saying I just thought about like I said, and even and sometimes when you're not even really involved, like you and Chuck, you and Hot Rod, you were at one of my races in Fayetteville,
right.
And you two wrecked your cars, right? Like I said, I had no financial responsibility. I was a promoter doing the show. But I told you after the show, you know, when you go to get your car fixed, you know, give me a call and I'll throw in $2 or $3. So I told you that. So you know, you don't necessarily even have to. But like I said, you weren't looking for anything from me. I mean, you weren't driving my car. But I'm saying, even in the same token, I mean, man gonna step up and do what a man got to do when he got to do it when he see the situation is right. That's the difference between.
I appreciate it, Joe. And like I said, whether y'all know it or not, this is some knowledge because this goes on a lot in this game here. And then you have the outside jokers that bet a dollar in the stands up there telling a man something. And sometimes it creeps into a man's head that, yeah, that man tore my car up. He ought to do this here. And that's part of the friendship, too. All this go hand in hand with the friendship thing. But anyway, stand the man. Your dad.
Yes, sir. I'm right here. It's pretty much what everybody's saying. You know, if I ask somebody to drive my car, and I take all the responsibility of him driving my car. That's the whole thing of it. Now, unless something was arranged up front between you and him, if I ask you to drive my car, then I have to take the responsibility of whatever happens. Now, if that person, like Joe said, if that person, you know, decides that he wants to help out or something like that, then that's totally on him. But I'm not going to ask you to drive my car, and if it wrecks, then expect you to help me put it back together as if it's your fault.
These are not no guys talking about with no $500,000 or $600,000 car. These jokers here got these Pomod and big tire cars, and these cars cost upwards from $75,000 to $150,000. So these are people that's on the phone talking. So I hope y'all listening out there. You got anything else, Stan?
No, that's what I have to say. It's pretty much what everybody else saying.
Okay, I appreciate it, my brother. Big Willie.
Dog, can I put one more angle in there real quick? And I know
Go
I
ahead on,
like,
Joe.
I
you know you can, brother.
But check this out. For somebody that's an owner of a car, the reason they put you in there is so they trust your judgment. That's number one. But number two, like what somebody said, I don't know, the Dolomite or maybe whatever, is like, do you think I'm trying to wreck your car and jeopardize my life? Because once one of those cars get out of shape,
You can't keep getting all the good points out, man. You get out all the good damn points.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I'm going to shut up. But I'm not trying to wreck this damn car under no circumstances. Like when I wrecked my damn car, I mean, people said, you know.
Joe, there you go again. I was going to tell about that. You just taking up all my good points. Yo, you're going to take up my show. I want other people to tell me about it. We know your experience.
I cut you off.
I don't want Joe to give y'all all this here because Joe is knowledgeable about a lot of this and stuff. That's good or bad, like I tell you. See, I'm not up with Joe here today. See, if Joe was like that all the time, I might kiss him on his ugly ass lips. But anyway, what Joe's been said, the day Joe wrecked his car, I told Joe, before he wrecked it, I said, Joe, you know, you can drive this mother joke. I had told Joe, I said, Joe, sometime get out of it. That was way before that he wrecked it, though. But Joe, everybody said Joe can't drive because he wrecked his car. That's a damn lie. Anybody with a car out there can wreck. I didn't wreck. Mike Hill didn't wreck. John Folsom and them and Rick, they millionaires. So if they can wreck, why the hell we can't wreck? But I just say that because Joe gets a lot of flack, and I'm not taking up for Joe. I'm just telling the truth because that's what my show normally is about, the truth, 90% of the time. Joe gets a lot of flack because the first thing that comes up to him, and that's one thing that makes him run red, he can't take nobody messing with him about him wrecking that car, which don't nobody want to talk about nobody wrecking no car, especially when the tragedy happened like it did. But Joe can drive a car. I mean, it's just unfortunate he has an accident there. And like I said, people need to stop always bringing it up to him, too, every time they get mad and want to get up under his skin. And I'm going to tell you right now, you should say, okay, don't tell nobody what to get up under your skin. Well, that gets something in the skin because it's real shit, man. Ain't nobody goddamn it, like he said, going to try to kill your goddamn self. When you wreck, you pull the nose. Well, I'm going to go and hit this damn pole him. I know I got my seatbelt on so it won't kill me. That's a damn lie. You might scrape the side of the damn wall and the damn and shake your head and hit the road boy and kill your damn self. So we get in them damn cars. It ain't easy to look for the people that's in the stands looking at this shit and think it's easy. I mean, once we get out to the other end and get out, it looks easy. But it's not easy. Anyway, I'm getting up too many points too, Joe. Anyway, you stick around because, like I said, I like your points, but I don't want you to give them. I want some of the other people to give them that and experience and stuff. And I think I was on Big Willie. Big Willie, go ahead, Big Willie.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It's easy for somebody to stand in the stands or stand on the starting line and say what you should have did. But it's a whole different story when you're in that car. I tell people all the time, I say, when you're in that car driving, you do what you feel is best for you. Don't worry about what the guy's saying on the starting line or the guy in the stands, because you're the one that's in that car. You're the one that's going to get your ass tore up if you tear the car up. So if you got to get out of it, you get out of it. And if you can stay in it, you stay in it. And that's all I got to say about it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, my brother. Just hang around. Your mic is open. 252-0640. That's too much noise there, huh? That's too much noise. 0640, I just muted your mic because you got a little bit too much back. I think, yep, that was you. Yeah, I heard it. Oh, no, I hear somebody else now. Somebody, I hear some reverberating. Let me see his, I cut them back on again. I was going to give them a second chance, but they still got all that damn background on. Maybe they just listening in the garage. Anyway, let me go out here. 757-2878. What you got to say on this subject, my brother or sister?
What up, dog?
What's up, baby?
Thomas calling out the VA. I'm saying I'm kind of like in that situation. I own a car, but I don't drive it.
Yes, sir.
But I'm saying, you know what? I've told my driver, which happened to be a family member, I've told him, you know, if the car get out of shape, I don't care if it is a few dollars on the line, you know, get out of it. You know, don't tear it to pieces. But I trusted him to put him in that seat. So, you know, if something happens, I'm the one put him there. So I wouldn't expect him to pay for it.
Let me give you some knowledge that I got, because I think I got a little bit more knowledge than you. You never put in the driver's head to get out of shape. That's an instinct that he's got to do himself. If you make him think about it, that just puts more doubt in his mind. So the best thing for you to do, just put him in the car, like Joe Nim said, and just what happens is going to happen. That's just my suggestion to you, though. Don't even say nothing to him. Just put him in the car and let him do what he do. You can come in on that. That's just my suggestion. I didn't say you had to do it, though.
Yeah, you got a little more knowledge than me.
Not necessarily, but I'm just saying, as a driver, see, I drive, too. I don't want, just like a joker tell me, man, don't you red light. Man, hold up now. I don't need to hear that. Don't not red light. Because if I red light, I just red light. That's part of racing.
Yeah.
You don't red light if you race long enough. So what I'm basically trying to tell you, if you trust your driver like you just said you do, put him in the doggone car, and just like everybody else said, he ain't finna go out there and try to hurt himself. Because first somebody gonna get hurt is gonna be himself. Now if he get out of there good, his ass might be second, his wallet might be second if he got any money. But like I said, I don't know what arrangements y'all got. But VA, I appreciate your input there, brother, and I hope you do success on your endeavors there. You got anything else you wanna add?
Thanks, folks. Nah, that's it.
Okay, well let's go on down the line here. We got somebody else wanna say something. 252-5846. Talk to me.
What's up, dog?
Hey, how you doing?
Everything is cool with me. I think that's a decision that need to be agreement that, you know, need to be made between the owner and the driver. I mean, if that's what they agreed to, you know, prior to him driving the car. But if that's not an agreement that they made, then I don't think that the driver should be responsible for it.
Okay. So in other words, you're saying they should agree with that before he's even driving, okay? What if you just come to me and tell me you're at the track and you can't find a driver and you know me and you coming to me and ask me to drive? Tell me how you would approach me to drive your car. Tell me that, how you would approach me.
If I got enough confidence in you to ask you to drive my car, you know, then I'm not going to hold you responsible for whatever happens to the car, especially when I know it's not anything that you know, any negligence on your part.
Okay, you know why I asked you that question?
Go ahead.
Because you said we got, if we done discussed it and agreed upon it. I mean, if you already trust me to drive the car, what do we got to discuss and agree on? Unless you just, unless it's, I don't want you to say, okay, I don't know how I want to say that, but you know, okay, I understand. My fault. My fault. No problem.
The agreement part where if we agree that, you know, something happens, then we together going to fix it. That's the agreement that I was talking about.
That's what I wanted you to say, my brother. That's all right. You're doing it. You're doing good. Y'all a good audience today, boy. If I know it all, y'all, I'd come by and leave y'all old lady alone. But anyway, I appreciate it. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
All right, let's go over into the mail and area. 301-4376. I know this loud, man. I know he got something to say. Sniper.
Yeah, opinions are just like, you know what, assholes, everybody's got one.
No, everybody ain't got none. But the way the old Jack's been whooping on your ass, you might not have none.
Hey, it ain't no big deal. I can take it.
I hear you. What's up,
Sniper? I can give it like a man.
I got you, brother. Go ahead. I need you to elaborate on that. I know you heard the discussion. What you think about that?
Yeah. I think most of these comments are dead on. You know, as a man, if you wreck a man's car, you're not under any obligations to fix it unless you came to the man and said, let me use your car and I'll take care of it if something happens. That's a different story. I doubt that happens a whole lot. But if maybe that did happen in a couple cases. But, you know, but as a man, if you wrecked it and you felt like you were partially in the wrong, there's a lot of different types of wrecks. There's a wreck because something breaks. There's a wreck because you overdrive. There's a wreck because you did something wrong, or maybe a wreck because you didn't know the car good enough.
Well, let me ask you a question since you said that, Sniper. What if you thought I overdrove it, and I didn't think so? So, I mean, how would that play into it?
If it's my car and I own it and I put you in the driver's seat, that's my responsibility. But I will tell you this. If I'm driving a man's car, which I quite frequently do, and I feel as if, and I've done it before, I've messed up something out of neglect, I will help or try to fix it because I feel like, hey, I made a mistake. And it's happened before, and I've done it before. So, you know, sometimes you make a mistake, and it's okay to step up and say, I know I don't have to help with this, but I will. You know,
I appreciate
because,
it. All right. Okay. That sounds good. Not
know,
you got anything else you want to add?
No, I just say hello to everybody, and hope everybody has a good week.
Okay, well, mute your phone, and the mic will be still open if you decide to jump back in there. All righty? Sweet Willie.
I already did.
Sweet Willie, I need some New York persuasion, baby. Sweet Willie.
Hey, Sniper, you going to run
this weekend? Hold on a minute. Somebody got a question for Sniper?
Who you going to run and done missing the weekend, Sniper?
I'm going there with Chris Reaney, and I'm working with him this weekend. I'm not there going there to race anybody per se yet, but something may come off. There's some talks already about something happening there, but nothing. I'm going there to work. So
okay. I see that.
All right. If you got any background, I'll just mute your phone. All your mics that I talked to is still open. Post Dr. Joe, they're doing good today, boy. We got to give them a cookie or something. Okay, Sweet Willie, go ahead. Your time.
Okay, I pretty much agree with everybody. The reason why you put someone in the car is because usually they'll do a better job than you would. But I got another question for you. As an owner of the car, if something happens with the car and the driver gets hit, what's his obligation? It's a partnership, and what I'm trying to say is you just shouldn't be putting any old stranger in the car. But I'd like to know what people think and stuff. What happens if the driver gets hurt because of something that broke on the car?
Come on, Willie, that's another subject, man. You're intelligent. That's another damn subject. But that's a good question, though, but we hold that one to listen. Somebody just want to say something about it, but I understand what you're saying, though. So basically you're saying, rephrase what you just told me about somebody wrecked a car that you own or something.
No, I'm just saying, first of all, I'm in a different situation and stuff. My best friend, you know, drives the cars that we have. So we help each other any way that it happens, you know. So, but I wouldn't expect any driver, any hired gun to be responsible for any car because you don't know the reason and stuff that the car crashed. The car may be the car's fault that it crashed. So I don't think anybody would be looking for a driver to reimburse and stuff. I don't know, unless he hit a lotto or something like that and just felt like, you know, that he could do that and stuff. But other than that, I'm going with what everybody else said.
All right, Willie, appreciate it, and thank you for your comment, my brother. 540-2391. Speak. Joe
Peace. Hey, dog. This is John, Small Block O's.
Hey, man. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right, I'm hanging there. Talk to me.
Good. I pretty much agree with everybody else with one exception, with the overdriving. I've seen guys bet $4,000, $5,000, $10,000, and instead of them, because of macho, testosterone, or whatever, what have you, they stay in the car a little too long, and they end up wrecking the car. Well, it's going to cost $100,000, $75,000, $50,000 to fix the car. So you're better off to lose the 10, but because we got so much bravado going that we'd rather try to make the car win versus just back out the throttle. So my only issue was if the guy overdrives the car, I would have a problem with that. That's just my opinion.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's, like I said, it's your opinion. We can't say you're right or you're wrong, but we got you. Okay. All right, Smart Block, we appreciate it, man. I can still be open. If you ain't got no background noise, mute your phone, and if you need to jump back in there, just jump back in, my brother.
Gotcha.
So, can I respond to that?
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, but see, that's so subjective. One man's overdrive is another man's just enough. You know, so how do you say what an overdrive is? And like that's what you just said. What happens when I think one thing and you think another thing? I mean,
if you're using
that
whole lane, you're overdriving.
The end. At the end of the, listen.
So what Joe trying to tell you, Block, is that the man in the car might have thought he was not overdriving. He might have thought he could handle it.
Right. Yeah.
One at a time, fellas.
Go ahead, then.
One other thing, these cars get away from you so fast that this overdriving, underdriving and stuff, I mean, to say that you can control, if he knew it was going to be a mistake, he wouldn't have made it. So I don't buy that part of it. You know, add to your opinion and stuff, but when these cars get away and stuff, they get away in a millisecond. So I'm not going for that either and stuff. I mean, these cars are so fast, they're on the edge. I mean, no one deliberately wrecks a car. Okay, that I know of. And when
okay,
they
small
away,
block holes and
post-op
Joe, y'all go ahead and sell y'all argument. Nobody for them two that smoke. Small block holes and post-op Joe, y'all got the flow.
Again, it's. I mean, guys can say whatever. I mean, again, it's just my opinion that everybody on here has seen somebody who stayed in the car too long. Because what typically happens once it's wrecked, that's when you hit a chatter. Oh, he should have got out of then. He should have got out of there. But again, that's just my opinion. The other day, I almost wrecked my car. And it was no fault of my own. Going down the track, and water squirted from push the freeze plug out. Well, I almost tore my car up. But that was no fault of my own. So I understand these fast cars, when they go to the third or the fourth or the fifth stage, you know, they're subject to brake traction on the big end. I understand all those things. But I'm talking about the guy who leaves the line and fights the car from one side of that lane to either the guardrail or the barrier and back across, trying to get down the track because they bet money. We've seen this before. Come on now.
Right, but what I'm saying to you and stuff is you, the owner, put him in there. So there must have been, if that's his nature, his character and stuff, it's only you that's responsible. If you're an owner and you put someone in and stuff that's on the ragged edge all the time, okay, you're responsible. And if he did wreck your car and stuff, you would go to him and ask him for money?
No, I'm not going to ask him for money.
But here's the thing. That was him and Joe. You even took over Joe's slot. Joe had him and Joe was on.
Willie made a very valid point, but I think a bigger point, and the point that nobody can refute, is that when you're inside the car, you don't necessarily see what everybody else sees. I was at Fayetteville one time, and I went about three inches from the wall. I know that now because I saw the film. And Dog and Chuck was back there telling me how they was praying that I didn't hit the wall. Now, I was just on a test pad. But they were saying, that's what Dog was talking about. He was telling me, you got to get out the car, you got to get out the car. I said to him, you know what, I didn't see that. I didn't feel any danger. I didn't see that I was that close to the wall. I mean, you're going 150, 160 miles an hour. You can't see what everybody else sees when they're standing still. So when you say that the guy should have did this and should have did that, I was just saying that's so subjective that you, I mean, you can second guess, you know, anybody in the whole world. But when you in the game, you're in that cockpit, you're in that seat, you're going 150 miles an hour, you can't. You ain't paying no attention to this little bit of thing and that little bit of thing. I'm telling you, not at all.
I hope all y'all paying attention today. This is a very, very interesting conversation. You might not like it because we ain't acting a fool and hollering motherfucker this and some bitch that. Good knowledge that if y'all listen, we're getting some good damn knowledge because it's going to happen to you sooner or later, and then you might know how to conduct yourself, and you never know. It might say you can get your ass whooped or you whooping somebody's ass, and then y'all going to jail over some shit y'all don't need to go to jail over. All right, Small Block, you got anything to say about what Joe just said?
No, I'm good. I'm cool. Look, I understand everybody's point of view. And, again, it's just I'm not saying the guy's careless all the time. And a lot of times it may depend on which car he's driving or whose car he's driving. Like Sniper said, he may not be too familiar with the car. So, you know, instead of trying to be a man about it and say, I've taken this car down the road, well, get out of it and get back and do it again. So that's
okay,
all I'm
look
saying.
Let me see how your black man on there. He's been on there for a while. But if he got so much noise, he probably on there hauling some cars or stealing some radio cars or something. Let me see if I can get my man Tyke Man back on there. Y'all hold on a minute. He didn't have his hand up there for a minute. Tyke Man, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, dog. I feel that for one, Marvin down in Houston post op really answered the question and was a good reporter today. It's the first time ever. And I feel like the driver shouldn't pay for the car, but dog, you gotta look. When you put a guy in your car, most drivers, you feel like that photo company is your car. Most drivers that drive different cars feel like those are their cars, so like y'all say, definitely not trying to wreck it.
Right. Okay, Tyke Man, you must be on the road because you got a lot of air ground. I'm gonna mute your phone though. What you can do is you can take your one, you'll hit the one button and take yourself out, and if you need something else to say, you can come back in, okay?
All right.
Hey, Tyke Man, I want to thank you for being nice to Pro Stop Joe today, too, because he's so mad over today, ain't he?
Yeah,
because
we ain't on his ass.
Well, sometimes you got to give the benefit of the doubt. It ain't always his fault. Sometimes he just be trying to bring a point across, though. Don't you agree?
Yeah, but, you know, he got so much water in his head, so you just give him a pass anyway.
Okay. All right, Tyke, I'm going to go ahead and mute your mic, though. Like I said, push the one button to take yourself out, and if you want to come back in, push it to come back in. Okay, brother?
All right.
Well, Tyke, man, now, he was on the road there, and he being nice today. Man, I don't know what the hell going on with y'all. Y'all almost went to church and said something today. 561-3868.
Just listening.
561.
Just listening.
Hello?
Just listening.
Okay, my brother, push the one button and take your head out of the thing so I won't have to call on you, my brother. Appreciate you saying you're just listening. Post Doc Joe will tell you, He did the right thing. He pushed the button. But my screen getting so full. I got a lot of callers over here today, man. This must be an interesting subject. This is an interesting subject, y'all? Somebody? Is this an interesting subject?
Yes, sir.
I just want to know, I thought this was going to be my worst damn day because I didn't have nothing to really talk about today, but I had that to get off my mind, and it turned out pretty good and shit. We all getting along. I like folks talking to you today. You know I don't like this motherfucker, man. Hey, Joe, you're going to make me come kiss you, boy. Look here, I seen another hand that just jumped up. Let me see what they want. I think I already seen that number. 706.
I don't
want to
kiss.
4603.
Hey, dog.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Hey, this Dolomite. Quick question.
Yes, sir.
Just a question now. Would a person feel bad if Mike Hill wrecked their car, or would they feel bad if they put somebody in their car that they really didn't trust? So wouldn't it really boil down to a trust issue? The person you put in the seat is the person you trust.
No,
so
not
that
really.
Means you got to ride with them no matter what happens.
Well, see, I think this is why you use Mike Hill, because you figure Mike Hill is one of the better drivers out there, and a lot of people respect him, and you think if he wrecked a car, it's okay. I mean, the subject today is basically anybody can wreck a car. Everybody that drives
right.
a car, they're just as good as the next man. My kid just has a reputation because everybody know him. He's worldwide known, and he drives pretty good. But me, myself,
so do that make it okay because he wrecked it and another, you know, that's what I'm saying. If you put somebody in the seat, then you bear the responsibility.
But yeah, everybody said that. I mean, it's no problem with that. Everybody said that. I mean, you know, I mean, like I said, I think Joe said it first. I mean, I ain't finna go out there and try to kill my damn self. What the hell am I gonna look like going out there trying to wreck? Nobody know how a damn wreck gonna come out. So you think you're just gonna go out there and try to wreck?
That ain't happening.
Are you right about that? Okay, now, my 56168, press the one button now, 3867. Oh, Lord, my damn screen done went dead, y'all. Y'all, we still on the line, though, but basically, like I said, Wild Man said it best. We didn't cover all that. Like I said, Joe covered all the racist stuff yesterday, and I got to say it again because, like I said, we are adversaries. We are at each other because he got a radio show and I got a radio show. He want his to be good. I want mine to be good. Wild Man want his to be good. Y'all all at each other, folks. But today, I got to admit, this is to me, for its conduct, this is one of the better shows we done had. And I think we got some knowledge out of this show. If anybody, my screen done went out, so I'm like Joe now, I can't control them, but I want y'all to stay the way y'all are. Just stay nice the way y'all are until I get my screen back, if I get it back. But it came back. Damn, I X'd it out and the damn thing came back. Damn, I should have let it stay the way it was. But anyway,
Big Willie, yeah. Hey,
go ahead, Willie, your mic. All the mics are open. Like I said, everybody's being manageable, and that's what we need to keep it when we got a subject going on like this. But I got some shit to come up. I got some shit starting stuff I got to do if I get my screen back up. But I ain't going to start that shit if I get my screen back up because I can't control y'all conduct if it get out of hand. But what you got, Willie?
I just got something to say right quick about Mike Hill. When he was putting that new car together, he offered all the guys back tire. Michael
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he stepped up to the plate, and then Mike Hill changed his mind and said he wanted to run him head up. So now what happened that he changed his mind?
Post-op Joe, go ahead. I'm going to let Post-op Joe answer that call. We discussed that yesterday. You must have didn't hear that part of it.
Yeah.
We had a big fight yesterday. Post-op Joe selling, I mean, he might not like what we sell, but we sell it out. Post-op Joe, could you answer that, please?
Mike went to the track, and he had a condition under which he would give everybody the back tire. He said, if I see what I wanted to see. He went to the track. He liked what he saw overall, but he said he weakened the car. There was some white smoke coming from the car. So he said he could race, but he wasn't strong enough to do the back tire because he would have to go and fix the car. He weakened it a little bit or something like that. But I just wanted to say something about that, too. I brought that up yesterday because it was race news. You see that this guy talked about it today? And I want everybody to know that when we do these radio shows, nobody is off limits. Nobody gets the pass. So when we talk about race news, we're not hating on nobody. When I said yesterday that Mike took the offer off the table, well, this guy heard the same thing that I heard. So that's race news. So let's discuss it. It ain't about hating nobody. And I don't have hate for anybody. I just do race news. And my job is to have discussions. My job is to, you know, bring stuff out. Like, this is a good discussion today, dogs. And we don't have to yell and scream and say motherfucker all the time in order to have, you know, these shows. So this is a good, we got to take, you know, the both, the smack talk and the serious talk. So that's what happened.
You heard that, Willie, but now one thing Joe left out, just one thing he left out. Nobody really stepped up to the plate to take that back tie. Sniper was going to take it, but he had a race locked out and another race supposedly he might have. That was one reason. Now, Mike, if Sniper had said, well, the hell with that, I'm going to take this back tie. And then Mike said, no, I can't give it to you. He would have lost his fuck out if he had stepped into the play and really demanded it. Nobody really demanded that back tie. So you got to, like Joe said, and just like you just said, Willie, we all right, though. But, you know, nobody's off limits, including Mike here. And like I said, everybody puts Mike on a high pedestal because everybody know him, maybe, and you know. But, you know, Mike here, he shits the same way everybody else shits and puts one leg on at a time, too. And I think Mike don't want to be treated no different. We treat Mike here different. So don't fault Mike here because we treated him, put him on the pedestal.
Well, I don't, but
But Joe, you know, we know you don't, Joe.
I don't think nobody don't get a dough.
Okay, we just all getting background noise. Could y'all please just put your phone on mute if you got background noise? So we can keep this discussion going on. Like I said, this is one of the best discussions we've had in a long time without everybody getting mad with everybody. And I like Post Talk Joe today. You know I don't like his black ass. I got some doodle to start, but I'm not going to start the doodle till I get my screen back up. I'm trying to get my screen back up as we're talking. If I don't get my screen back up, I'm not going to start this doodle because I can't stop y'all from acting stupid if y'all start getting crazy. So I got some doodle to start. So in the meantime, Showtime, set something to get some shit started.
Hey, dog, I already know what you're going to do. Are you going to go to Hattiesburg?
Did y'all listen to Post Talk Joe show yesterday?
I said, are you going to Hattiesburg?
I asked you, did you listen to Post Talk Joe show yesterday?
I didn't ask you about Post Talk Joe. I asked you, are you going to Hattiesburg?
Let me do this, Joe. Oh, this is Big William McKinnon. I done told him about being crazy. He's from Kenneth Jones. Ask you one question. Did you listen to Post Talk Joe show yesterday?
No.
Okay, if you didn't listen to it, then.
Are you going to Hattiesburg?
Okay, I'm finna answer, asshole, if you give me a chance.
Well, then answer.
Yes, I'm planning on being in Hattiesburg, yes.
No, I didn't ask if you was planning on, because I'm sending a black widow down there to see your ass. Are you going to be in Hattiesburg?
Like I told your dumb ass, my show is about the truth and knowledge. I can't tell you, yes, I'm going to be there and I die tomorrow, or I die today. So I'm planning on being in Hattiesburg on July the 30th. I'm planning on being there. Now, what else you want me to say? Ass white?
That's good enough.
I told you. I ain't finna let nobody outdo me. I'm gonna give you the chance to talk shit to me, but I'm gonna make you smart. I don't want all y'all coming and acting like Jones. Jones act like he don't know his own damn name sometimes. He said, Jones, what's your name here? Well, Jones, goddamn, we just asked you what your name was. Now, if I'm online, somebody tell me I'm lying, so I shut up now. I'm just trying to waste some time till my screen come up. Man, I got so many damn calls on it, the damn screen keep blanking out and coming back. Blanking out and coming back. Damn, Joe, I must be popular today, man. I'm popular today. I got to call one of my buddies. He want to get on the phone. I don't know why he want to get on the phone, but I'm going to call him up if my screen come back up to get him on the phone. He's trying to listen into the show, but I told y'all, you know, Showtime ain't got no damn money, so we couldn't have them whole lot of listeners like Wild Man and Post Talk Joe got. Wild Man, give me some
yeah, man,
because you don't never be fool. Oops, I didn't mean
yeah,
to
man, you got a, yeah, you got a poor man here, man. I can't afford all that.
Well, if you stop running around with all them different women, you could.
Oh, Lord. Wait a minute. Oh, Lord. Hey, Lord. I ain't supposed to say that on the air. Oh, Lord. Lord. No,
well, see, I know his old lady ain't listening. She ain't listening because I'm in the room and they're locked up watching TV.
The show is taped, though, dog. You just, unless you're going to delete it, man. The show is taped.
Hey, Joe, she ain't smart enough to get on the internet.
Oh, Lord.
She ain't smart enough to get on the internet.
Man. Damn, homosexual.
I see a lot of guys when we be at the races, when you be walking, you be kind of switching a little bit. I be watching, they be watching your booty.
Man, go ahead on with that.
Watching my booty. You know what?
All right, y'all had a good time.
Hey,
now
you're
going
to start
up with it.
Hey,
you really
like it.
I love that bitch. You don't want to be having men stay at your house at night, so stop that booty.
Hold up. How you know?
Oh, shit.
Hey, all the bone, but like I said, I can't do that because Joe, It's kind of involving Joe. Joe got a little bit to do with this next subject I got. I mean, he might not be directly. Yeah, he is directly involved in it, but I can't bring it up till I get my screen back. Just in case Joe acts stupid, you know, Joe go crazy. And when Joe get to holler, can't nobody hear shit. I don't know why his goddamn voice is so damn loud. You can't hear shit.
Dog, I promise I will not go crazy. Go ahead and bring up the show because I'm tired of you talking about the. Just talking about
screaming. You know when you get to screaming, boy, and you can talk fast. One thing I know about Joe, though, he talk fast. He don't spit on you when he be talking to. You know how some people be talking
Dog.
Huh?
Dog, let me tell you something, man, and this is no lie. Sometimes when I go up around Hunts Point, Bronx, New York, up around Hunts Point.
Go ahead on, bitch.
I've been on the phone. I can elaborate on some shit. You tell a lie too, motherfucker. You've been lying to these people all day. I've been on the phone when your screen went out, but you was on the phone talking about that friend shit. See, all the motherfuckers to me, you ain't free.
I didn't say we wasn't friends. Tell me what I lied about them.
The shit I have to go through, it ain't worth it, man. I don't advise nobody else to do this shit. Learn how to draw your comments if you got to deal with somebody already. No!
Hey, Henry, let me ask you a question. Can you hear me?
I hear you real good.
All right. Tell them why you put up with the shit I do. Tell them why you put up with it.
I got two words. That's why I put up with this shit every day. Two words is, you winning.
Did y'all hear that? I'm winning. I told y'all when you're winning, you can do anything you want. Eric, since you said that out, can you hear me, Eric?
I hear you real good.
Fuck you. I hope you heard that. Fuck you.
No. That is loud and clear.
Okay. Hey, grown folks, you still that grown folk?
Yeah, I can't hear.
Grown folk, alright, Eric, put your phone on mute because you must be driving. You got a lot of background on. I got to talk to grown folk for a minute. Put your phone on mute. Your mic's still open, though. Hey, grown folk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I want you to tell everybody who you is and what you're doing now and what you think about racing. I just want you to tell them from a little boy on a big boy standpoint. Go ahead and tell them.
Well, I've been a big boy for a little while. And it's nothing wrong with, you know, trying to do a little something different. But I see the racing going back another way. So I'm going to try to be by the for a little while, see how it goes. I think it'll be a major
thing. Let me ask you a question, grown folk.
Go ahead.
Remember the other night we was talking and you told me something. You know what you told me the other night, grown folk?
What I told you?
I want all y'all to listen. Grown folk told me. He said, you know what, dog? He said, hey, I can be a little boy a long time, but I can't be no big boy but a couple of 3 months. What you mean by that, grown folk?
Because I'm letting you know it is better to be something you is than something you ain't.
Now, if y'all don't know what that means, just write it down and go home and think about it a little bit later. Nephew, you on, go ahead on. Tell me something about what Mike Hill is doing right now, because I ain't want to bring up Mike Hill today because Proton Joe, but he didn't send me my check because I kept on talking about Mike Hill.
What do you think, dog?
Grown folks, I'm through with you now. Just mute your phone, though. Your mic open. If you want to say something, you can come back and say something. But just mute your phone, because you must be driving. You got a lot of background noise. All
right, that's
okay. Folks, Eric's still on the phone, too. Oh, that's my boy, though. That's Eric Photo Cutlass. We're gonna fuck some people up there. Hold on, Joe. We're going to fuck up Batman, too. You see. Anyway, nephew, you still that nephew?
What you say now?
I just want to know you still there. I can't talk about Mike Hill today because Proton Joe, he brought in on the show. He said I can't mention Mike Hill's name, so anything you want to say about Mike Hill, go ahead.
Nah, I ain't got nothing to say about him.
You sure ain't got that bullshit. I wish you would.
Proton Joe said no, he can't find nobody to race him. Oh, and one more thing, tell Proton Joe he got the back tie for life.
He already know that. He said, as soon as he get his car ready, he gonna take that.
Well, I tell y'all what, you and Mike, y'all can help the Proton Joe Pro Mod Fund. When y'all help me chip in, that's when I'll be sooner. The sooner I can get my car. So y'all help me chip in and get my damn car, all right?
Well, all you gotta do is get some of them NJRAs out there and race them.
Nephew, we being the nice today. Don't we ain't finna start that yet. The shit ain't started yet. I gotta get the rest of these cars out there before we start the shit.
He asked me to help him put his car.
Okay, but then he had to bring up no NGRA. He asked you himself. He didn't say about the NGRA.
That ain't no option. I ain't got nothing to do with NGRA.
Hold on. Just drop that one now. Y'all be quiet. Nephew, put your phone on mute till I get the rest of my cars in there before y'all start hollering. I got my screen back, so I don't wanna cut nobody off. Unmute your phone. I won't cut you off. I just unmute your phone. The rest of my callers in there, they might have something to say about the subject we was going on. Shit, I forgot what the hell it was. 941-2769, what's up?
What's up, dog?
Who did?
I got a question for Pro Star Joe.
Hold up, Bobby. You can't ask the question until you tell me, have you took your medicine yet?
So you were making a lot of comments. I've been listening on the internet, and you were making a lot of comments on what can a job can do and what can a job not do. I understand. How do you know this? And you never been a job.
I heard the question, and I think
Bobby, you just
got
Wally answer so we can hear. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I think you got me mixed up with somebody, Bobby. I've been driving since I was 19 years old. I mean, and I progressively, I did just like every other driver did. I didn't jump into nothing that was going 200 miles an hour first. I jumped into something that was going 13 seconds and a quarter mile. Then I went down to 11s and 10s, then 9s and 8s, then 7s, and now 6s, you know. So I felt like my pro mile could have went to 6 and a quarter if I would have went the quarter mile with it. So I don't know how you figure I'm not qualified to say what a driver can do. I got over 25 years experience in the driver's seat, and I've been going real fast, not as fast as everybody on this, not as fast as Mike Hill, maybe not as fast as the old Jack. But I've been faster than mostly, most of the guys that I know in the racing world. I've been just as fast or faster than them. So I don't know how I'm not qualified. Matter of fact, I know I've been faster than your green wizard can go. I know that.
Okay, let me get a little more on in because they've been trying to get on there for the long. I've got something to say. Hold up, y'all just hold that thought. Little more, what you got, man?
Hello?
You're on Grudge Manny with Dog. What you got, brother? I see you've been trying to get on.
Todd, you answered my question. Pretty much the same thing we were talking about earlier today. Everybody wants to bitch about Mike here retracting his statement, but, I think the big question is, why ain't anybody jump on it and lock him in the time it got out of his mouth?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm gonna let somebody that got a lot of knowledge answer. Post Op Joe, you want to answer that question?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I mean, I can't race Mike Hill, but being the objective reporter that I am, and the guys, I don't think anybody's really bitching about him, Mo. I think the guys just want to see some racing, so they just agitating is what I would call it. But Sniper offered to take that back tire. The old Jacks have shown some interest in that, but the next 2 weeks their driver is out of town, so they can't do it. I think the Dobbs team might be interested in taking that race. So it's just a matter of time, and when somebody, and then Tony Wright might want to take that race too. I mean, just because Mike helps them out a little bit, don't mean that they can't race. So you're absolutely right that somebody did step up to the plate and take that race. Sniper did offer to take that race. But they just couldn't come to terms. That's like the old Jacks Tony Wright saga, right time, right place. I think that will go down.
That's hey, Lamar, you got any specials going on over there? I told him that you got any specials going on there on the automotive side of the town.
Well, we always got specials going on over here. You know that.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for Lil Mo? Your phone will stay open as long as you want to stay on. If you got anybody got a question for Lil Mo? Anybody want to? You got anything to say, Lil Mo? Just jump in. Your mic is open. Hey, if you got background noise, just mute your phone and keep listening. But your mic open. I ain't closed nobody's mic up now. 444-5183. That was another one of them guys from Atlanta. Ain't finna whoop my ass for not getting them on there. 444-5183.
What up, dog?
What's up,
Mo?
Who is this?
Mike Hill.
Hold up, y'all. Mute your phones now. Is Mike Hill or Michael Hill?
I got to go look.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
I just wanted to say all the grown folks coming, man. That was some pretty powerful words. I understand exactly what he means by that.
you know, and that's kind of like keeping up with the Joneses, you know, where you stay in your place and start not to overdo yourself. And that's pretty strong words. I just want to say that. I appreciate that. It was pretty encouraging. It ought to be encouraging to a lot of people. And hell, even like me, I like to exceed further myself, you know, but I got to stay where I can stay. And hell, if
Mike, who you said those words, Mike?
Grown folks.
Oh, grown folks. I haven't told you. Grown folks, did you hear that, grown folks? Your mic open. Did you hear what Mike just said about your words?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard him, dog.
Okay, that just goes back to show you. Like I told you, boy, you the next generation. So your words need to speak for itself. Don't tell a joker what he want to hear. Tell him what he need to hear.
Oh, yeah. That was true statement.
Mike, since I got you on there, I think you got a lot of background on because you might be mobilizing. But what I want to say is I didn't do no advertising this week because I don't do advertising for people. If they want to come on my show, I let them advertise on their own. So you want to say anything about you got something going on this week or not?
Yeah, we got a 5,000 win limited street race in Union Pride on Saturday night, you know, and the big those Semo Index stuff, you know. Ball time for us again, and you know, just everybody welcome. If anybody got
hold on, if you got background noise, please mute your phone, people. Please, while we're speaking, we've been having a great conversation today. Everybody can hear. But if you don't mute your phone, if you got background noise, we can't hear what the man's saying. Excuse me, Mike, but go ahead and say that again, please.
But you know, yeah, we got a 5,000-win limited street race, and you know, just it's open to anybody. If anybody got any races they want to get off, you know, they're welcome to come in Friday and Saturday and get it in if they want to. You know, we'll just let everybody know they're welcome to do it if they want to.
Hey, Mike, what time the gates open
there? Friday we open at 4, and then Saturday we open at gates open around 11 or 12, but we ain't going to start about 4 or 5 on Saturday either, you know. We're trying to make it more of a night race. We're going to go late into the night, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock. He said we go to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning that we have to, so just because we're trying to let it cool off. So. All right,
Mike, we'll be over around 4. You got a lot of background noise, and I got to go back.
Yeah, Brian, I'm a bit sure. Okay.
I got to go back. Baldy, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Baldy, but go ahead, Baldy. Whatever you want to say, Bobby, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
You know, Joe, when have you ever been 160 miles an hour? But your heart won't allow you to go that fast. Your hands won't even see that far down the track.
Matter of fact, little Mother's on the phone. He can verify that I done been faster than 150 miles an hour. He was tuning my car. Little Mo, can you verify that?
These blocks.
Yes, sir.
Little Mo, this is between me and you, Joe. This is not between me and
you. I'm just telling you, dog. Dog got the word after my testing session. We know I've been faster than 150 miles an hour. I've been way faster than 150 miles an hour, dog, Bobby.
Put your phone on mute with the background noise so we can hear, please. Those under your mics now. Put your phone on mute if you got background noise so we can hear the answers. Please. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, well, I've been way faster than 150 miles an hour. And, you know, so I don't know why you would question that or why you would choose me out in the crowd. I got a pro mod with over a 700 cubic inch motor, a 2,300 pound car. What's stopping me from going faster than 125 miles an hour?
You said you got a what?
I said I got a pro mod car, 1734 is running, over 700 cubic inches of motor, 3 stages of nitrous, and what is a 2,300 pound car? What's stopping me from going past 150 miles an hour?
Did you tell me you had a slow mind?
Bobby, why are you taking it on me, man? What did I do to you? I ain't said nothing to you. Why are you taking it on me, man? They call me Pro Stop Grill. When I raced in the street, I would take a driver like your dude, that dude you got that drive for you, Smoke. Now, I respect him. He's a good dude. But in the street, I would rape him. I would do something unspeakable to his ass.
Hey, Joe, hold up.
No.
Smoke was raised in the streets. Smoke was raised in the street. Smoke was raised by one of the best cops around here, and I was talking about the Baptist. So, see, Smoke is a generator racer. He was brought up to race. So, how we know about Smoke, but you, I can't understand. You know so much. You got so much knowledge of racing, but I never heard of you until the last couple of years.
Well, Marvin, let me tell you something. I never heard of you the last couple of years, and that's only because the internet became popular. That's how I started hearing about you. I was in New York racing. I mean, we was a couple of hundred miles away. We were about 30-40 hours away. So I wasn't hearing too much about nothing going on in Florida. You wasn't hearing too much about what was going on in New York. But I was doing my thing, and I'm sure you were doing your thing.
I bet your dog knew about me first.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Nicole Lyons, who's well-respected in the grudge race world now, she's getting her name out there right now. She tells us that she was out in Los Angeles, and they were doing their thing out there for years, and her father was out in the street, and they were doing their thing. But I never heard of her until recently. So what does that make? Does that diminish her career? Does that make her less than? No, absolutely not. It does not. So because you didn't hear me, or because I didn't hear you, don't make you less than what you did. I've got to take your word for it as a man of honor. I ain't got no reason to lie to you. Sweet Willie is on the phone. Big Willie's on the phone. They from New York. Talk to some of them boys from Long Island or some of them boys from Brooklyn. They on the phone. They listen in. I ask Pee Wee. Pee Wee will tell you about me. He know about me.
Okay, then. Y'all got a history lesson. This is what I want to ask you. I done muted everybody the phone. That's why you don't hear all that noise now, because I got tired of all that noise. I know how to stop that shit. Your mic open just in case you want to get in, because you one of my sponsors.
I got one more question, dog. I'm going to let you go.
Before you ask the question, I'm going to let you ask the question, but I want to know is why you asking Bro Stock to do that? I'm just asking.
Because, I mean, he has a lot of good comments, and those comments are from spectators that sit by and watch a lot of things. You know, when you sit back, you say you're supposed to sit back and learn. And that's what I did. A lot of things Joe was saying that I do a lot of time. I sit back and I look, and you can learn from looking.
Oh, so you, I mean, I feel, see, Bob, just like you, everybody around this on the East Coast, what he's saying is basically, I'm just going to try to do it because I'm the mediator right now. You can tell me to shut the hell up, too, and I'll do that. But everybody on the East Coast know Baldy because you from over here. He's up in New York area. Everybody better know him. But what you just said, Baldy, he might can ask you the same question. You know a lot about racing, too, Baldy. He might say, okay, Baldy, how the hell you know so much about racing and you don't drive a car either? If he could ask you the same question, what would you answer to that?
It don't. I was a good driver, and I still probably can drive, but at the time goes, time will probably catch up with you.
Yes, sir.
And I prefer not to race. I prefer to sit on the sideline and be an instigator like Joe.
All right, Baldy, go ahead and ask your last question, then. Go on and ask what you had to ask me, and I'll leave it alone then, Baldy.
Hey, Joe, you said, you made a statement 20 minutes ago, the dog cut me off. I know dog know why he cut me off. When in the hell you going to get that slow-ass Pomar back together?
I'm going to tell him like I told nephew and Mike Hill. When you help me with the Pro Stop Joe Pro Mod Fund, when you chip in, that'll get me there sooner. So stop talking about it. Start being about it. Chip in and help me out. I ain't got the money right now.
I'm going to help you out, Joe. You overweight. You overeat. You overdrink. Now, let me explain something to you while I made them three comments. Eat cheap, dress cheap, and then you can race.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
When something happens to my car, I go from eating steak, whatever, to eating peanut butter and jelly. And dog, see, dog, you probably, because you up north, you didn't know nothing about this. What we call it, mayonnaise sandwich. You ever had a mayonnaise sandwich?
I don't know, man. They said, hey, Baldy, you done had a grease sandwich, too, ain't you, where you done just put the bread in the skillet after you threw fried and shit?
Okay, look here. I ain't trying to cut y'all off, but I gotta cut y'all off because I got to start these.
Hey,
Let me have one more second.
When you ever get that slow mile out, you know I'm gonna slap you upside your watermelon head. And now we test watermelon out here, we pop them to see if they pull.
Hey, Bobby, I need you to do one thing for me. I need you to cuss, man. I like to hear you cuss. Cuss it out one time before you go.
I don't cut that watermelon head on my bitch out. I'm going to need a
Mike Hill is qualified to get on here and offer me the back tie and shit like that, and I got to shut up. But a little Mo might be qualified to do that shit. But you're a punk ass. I got a friend. I got a cousin. And I help him out with $3 or $4 every now and then with his little slow mod. That's called black nasty. If you say one more goddamn word, I will sit there and lock something up with your ass for the time and place of your choosing with that green shit you got. Now shut your punk ass up.
In case they had a black nasty, I'm going to try that. I'm going to make him look black and nasty. Every time I'm going to make him look black and nasty. You think I'm scared of black nasty?
All you got to do is tell me how much and tell me when. That's all you got to do. You got to say no motherfucking wrong.
So I try to get on y'all in Fayetteville, you know, and I try to run y'all in Albany. You the clown, I mean, outlaw, man, you at 19. You clown didn't want to race.
Hey, look here. I'm going to do something here now. I got to bring some up. Ballum, I'm finna mute your mic, but you're still on the show, though. What I want everybody to do, with the exception of Lil Mo and Showtime, everybody with the exception of Lil Mo and Showtime, I want you to press the 1 button and take yourself off the queue, because I'm finna come up with another subject, and I don't want nobody to answer unless I call on you. So everybody that's on the phone listening that was talking just a while ago, press the 1 button and take yourself out of my queue right now. So I can start this shit in a few minutes, and I want everybody to chime in when I start it. So press the 1 button, take yourself out of the queue. Everybody with the exception of Showtime and Lil Mo. Showtime, I ain't never got to tell you that no more. You know you always on, so I ain't got
to tell you. Let Mike stay on. I need to ask Mike something.
Who's this? Okay, let me get Mike back in there. Okay, Lil Mo, goddamn it, I'm getting tired of you trying to rule me. You ain't fixed my damn car over yet. You got to put them Zeus snaps in the goddamn ass now. Let me find Mike. Okay, hold on a minute. Hold on just a minute.
You found out who your friends were this week, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, though. Look here. Okay, hey, Mike. Lil Mo, Mike, you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here, dog.
Go ahead, Mo.
Mike, is your car off the park right now? Is it going to be in Union?
It can be. I'm actually on my way back with it now. We just got to fix the motor, so I'm on my way back.
Well, this is the point I was getting at. Have you had any phone calls this week? Anybody wanting to run your head up?
Nah.
Okay. That's all.
No,
I want
you trying to start some shit?
No. Just proving a point.
All right, you threw it, Mike, because I'm going to mute Mike's phone, but I'm going to leave yours on. I need to ask you something. You threw it, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I got a question I need to ask a little more for all y'all listeners out there. It's a damn whole shitload of y'all motherfuckers out there today, boy. I appreciate y'all listening to my show, and evidently it's getting to be okay, and when I thought it was going to be shit. But, Mo, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but me and a whole bunch of more people on this line then heard it out of a certain person's mouth about the beast. If you don't want to talk about it, just tell me you don't want to talk about the beast at all, and I won't ask you nothing else. Do you want to talk about the beast?
I mean, I ain't got nothing bad to say about it. Me and Bill done talked a few times.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you the question then. Bill said he wanted to go to your ass. What you got to say about that?
Right now, I'm thankful that I got enough business to where I ain't got time to work on my own shit.
I hear you now. Okay. No problem, Mo. I appreciate that. Anything else you want to elaborate on that? I just wanted to ask that question. That answers my question.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody can go buy a damn Pro Mud, you know, and call it a damn back half car. But, you know,
what you mean by that?
I done made the comment to two or three people,
as soon as they can come up with two reasons to call that car a backup car, I'll throw the summits together next week.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's a little more, y'all. I told you.
Other than that, I ain't in no damn hurry right now, though.
All right. Mike, press the one button, Mike Hill, and take yourself out of my queue for a minute. Because when I get this other thing started, if you got a question, then I know you want to talk. All right, Lil Mo, that's good. I'm just going to turn your mic off, Mo. But I want you to press the one button also to take yourself out of my queue, too. I want everybody out the queue. Because so when I ask this question, if you want to comment on it, then I'll see who want to talk about it and who don't want to talk about it. All righty. Also, 706-2450, press the one button. 706-2450, press the one button. 561-3868, press the one button. 561-3868, press the one button. 706-2450, press the one button. 2450, press the one button. That might be Eric. Bang it ass. Anyway, all right. I'm finna throw some shit out here now. I ain't trying to store some shit, but people keep asking me about it, so I got to put it out there, because that's what I do. They call me the damn sheriff, so I got to put the shit out there. I don't know who feathers are more rougher, and I don't really care who, but I'm just going to throw this date out here. I want everybody that's on the phone that's got any knowledge of these racing events. I just seen two dates that showed up today on the Grudge Racer Bowl. That's a conflict of interest, because when you have these kind of dates, you messes up the whole goddamn thing for the fans. The money is short. Goddamn, the gas is high as a motherfucker. And we need to have the quality show at one damn place. So I'm finna throw this date out here. And if anybody know what I mean, I want you to press the one button and tell me what I mean before I say it, because I don't want to start shit. I want to be even about it. I'm finna throw a date out here. August the 13th. August the 13th. August the 13th. Anybody know what I'm talking about, press the one button right now and tell me what the hell I'm talking about. Damn. Nobody pressing the damn one button. Well, here come one. Baller's just pressing. Let me see. All right, hold on. Damn, hold on. God damn, okay. All right, Baller, use the first one, press the one button. What I'm talking about?
Well, I heard about that August 13th, Irvine, South Carolina.
Say it again, Baller.
Irvine, South Carolina, August the 13th.
Okay, but I see
right
the problem. Where you gonna be at on August the 13th then, Baldy?
Celebrating my wife's birthday.
But I'm saying, what? I said it was a problem. I said August the 13th. Though, why is August the 13th a problem for the Grudge Race fans?
Because it's gonna be one or two of other races.
Oh shit! What do you know? What are the Baldy? Do you know?
I'm not making a comment on it. I'm not making a comment. I'm just saying the date, and that is what it is, because I have been contact three or four times about two or three of them, and I'm not going to say it. And I told them that it's my wife's birthday, and I'm gonna celebrate her birthday. If she let me, I will show up to one of them. I don't know which one, but I have to stay there because she paid 50% of the bill.
Okay, Baller. Bottom, I'm going to leave your mic open just in case you got a sense of. But I don't want if you ain't got no background noise because your mic the only one open. I'm finna open Mike Hills, man, and I'm finna open Post Doc Joe. Y'all can say and do what you want to say, but make sure you do it one at a time. So I'm finna open both of y'all mics. And if y'all got a. All right, Joe, your mic open. Mike Hill, your mic open. Which one of y'all go first? Go ahead.
Nah, I'm just gonna say I think that's Orangeburg and the NGRA at Union, and they like 2 hours away from each other, you know, pretty close in distance, you know. I mean, I just know that one, because I mean, I didn't know about the date till last week when somebody called me and asked me about being in Orangeburg on August 13th, 14th, but I told them that's ADRL Virginia, and I knew I couldn't. I knew El Junior wanted to go to Virginia, so I probably couldn't make it.
Okay. All right, Mike. Mute your mic because you got background now. Close off, Joe.
Okay.
Joe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You pressed the one button.
Yes, sir. Well, August 13th, that was a... Dog, you know what? There's a lot of politics that go on in the Grudge game, and I'm going to be straightforward with you. And I'm gonna tell
Yo,
you
do what
I
you
got to
do, man. I'm not taking notes. I just put it out there because it didn't, I get tired of people putting it out there to me. So put it out there the way you want to put it, Joe. Any way you want to put it out there.
I'm glad you did. I mean, I'm going to say this, is that I am one of the members of NGRA, and you know, I am a spokesperson for NGRA, and as is anybody else that chooses to be at the at any time, any moment. That being said, we saw the conflict with this date a long time ago. NGRA was put together in December of last year. Now, all the dates that we had, what we decided to do, we decided to take all the dates that we had from 2010, put them together, and then eliminate half of them and just do a limited number of shows. You know, we had 23 dates that we had last year out of all the people that are involved in NGRA. We cut
okay,
that down.
Okay, Joe, give me the short version, Joe.
Okay, but no, I got to give you the whole story, dog, because if I give you half of it, then somebody's going to come out and say,
you. Okay,
I want
to
understand this real plain. Because you know what? Because we are not the problem, and we are not the problem in this. And let me tell you why. Because that date was given to Rock last year from the people at Union. That date was given to Rock last year. Okay, so when we got together in December, that date was one of the dates that we had in our pot. We didn't we put our schedule together on January. we put our schedule together in December, and we formalized everything in January, okay? Now, when we realized that on January 4th, Jones put up a date on the board that August the 13th was Mighty Joe Young's. They wanted to do a last man standing, okay? The O-Jacks and some of the cars, or two of the cars, O-Jacks and Chop Top and Sniper, were in last man standing. You know, they're in NGRA now, so they were not going to participate in last man standing, okay? Even though there have been attempts to get them to leave their NGRA commitments and still do that, I'm going to put it out there. Yeah, that's been done right now, but they refuse. But anyway, the point of the matter is that we called Mighty Joe Young. We tried to make him a proposition. What we said was, okay, let's go ahead and if you come in with us, right, and you'll share in the gate with us. We'll make you the, you know, the 21st man or whatever it is. We'll all split the gate together. You team Mighty Joe, you come in with us, and we'll do just one show. Or, you know, you get your date changed. We'll participate in your show. You participate in our show. You know, trying to make it all right. Mighty Joe Young told me and Terry from the Ozacks on the phone, and I'm airing dirty laundry right now because I want people to know just what happened. Okay, and maybe I'm going to take some heat for doing this, but damn it, I'm going to put it out there. That man told me, he said, I'm not a promoter. I don't do propositions. I do grudge racing. Right? And I said, well, you know what, man, listen, do you want to hear my proposal or don't hear my proposal? He said, because I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste yours. He said, don't waste my time. So I said, cool. And that was the end of it. So now all of a sudden he wants to be a promoter. He wants to sit around and call the old jacks on the phone and call other people on the phone and ask them, you know, how much can he pay them not to come to the NGRA race on the 13th. Now, that's some bullshit. You know, that whole thing could have been avoided. Had he just been a man and stepped up, and the word is he has a problem. Somebody has a problem with Rock. Somebody has a problem with me. Well, so what, man? Listen, business is business. It's never personal. If you don't like Pro Stock Joe, that's fine. But do you like money? You know, do you like, you know, do you want to get your show on? Like I said, ain't nobody getting rich off of these shows. Nobody getting rich. First of all, we don't do enough of them to get rich. And second of all, there's too many damn people. Like I said, we get a couple of dollars, maybe gas money. What it really amounts to is gas money to put on these shows. But it's the idea. The NGRA was founded on the simple idea of let's have a big mega show. That's why we call our joint the Mega Fest. Because we, you know, we got so many so many cars and so many the better known players in the grudge game. Like I was saying, it ain't about how many people there, not about how many races, it's about who races. So the idea
hey, Joe,
is still the same.
Joe,
yeah.
Joe,
go ahead. Yeah.
Stay on the phone. Stay on the phone. Ain't nobody mic gonna be hot, but you and Mighty Joe Young.
Hey,
I'm Mighty Joe Young. You and Joe is on the phone. Mighty Joe Young, your line is open.
Okay.
That's right. Hey, tell him what you want to tell him. All right,
hey,
dog, this is Mighty Joe Young and
Gorilla
Stone.
Ain't nobody mic hot, but you. Ain't nobody mic hot, but you and Joe. But you got some background noise, so whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say, Marjo Young, go ahead and do what you want to do and say what you want to say, but make sure you cut your background noise out. The mic is yours. Go ahead.
All right, the background noise should be gone. Okay.
Go ahead. You and Joe on the phone. Nobody but you and Joe.
Okay, I listened to what Coach Talk Joe just said, and Coach Talk Joe, you told a lot. The only thing we discussed is when you tried to change date with us with the Rockingham thing. We never discussed August 13th. August 13th, I discussed with Rock. I never discussed that with you. But we had that date first.
Go get away from something. You still got a lot of background noise. We can hear you, but we can still hear the background noise. You and Joe
okay,
got the whole show. Do what you got to do. You and Joe got the whole show.
Okay, all right. You still got background noise?
That's better.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You're listening to that, dog. They're listening to the show on the radio. Somebody in the background listening to the show on the computer.
Get off and ride the computer, Matter Joe Young. Get off and ride the computer, and then you and Joe can talk as long as y'all need to talk. If y'all want to talk, I'm ready.
No, Joe, turn your computer off. All right. Okay, now, Joe, you tell a lie about we discussed this. You know what I mean? You hear us?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm going to let you finish before I respond, unless you want me to respond right now.
Background noise was on. Okay, what you're saying is not true. You know what I mean? Me and you never discussed this on the 13th date. But nevertheless, we had that date first. What were you arguing about before and what you tried to put together was still at Rockingham. And what happened there on the Rockingham race is we gave up that date and let you have it. You know what I mean? So now we come back with this problem again. You know what I mean? And y'all wants to go real and take all these shows. We only have one show a year. But that's beside the point. But you just can't take, just say, well, we put together 10 shows. But we don't do no 10 shows. You know what I mean? Somebody got to bag off this time. We gave you the day last time. We talked to Faye at Orangeburg. And she said, hey, give me a day. You had the day right here. And then you canceled your show. So I talked to Faye this week. And she said, we're going to keep this day. But tell her like it is.
Hold on a minute now. I want to put some more fuel on the fire for the fans because I got to keep it straight as the sheriff. Matter of Young, let me ask you a question. Will your car be ready on that date?
Yes, sir. We're working on it now. That's the reason we're working on it. I mean, we wasn't going to put it back together, but we're putting it back together because we got this date, and Faye said we got to keep this date. So we're going to have it back together.
Okay, stop right there, and I'm going to let y'all get it. I got to put it out here for my fans because I'm going to keep this shit real. Now, as a fan, now, that just messed me up because I want to see Matter Joe Young race his new car and get his ass tore out the socket. And I want to see the old Jets race their car and get their ass tore out the socket. Now, if y'all having a damn show on the same damn date, the fans are the ones getting fucked. Y'all got the flow again.
I agree with you, dog. And the thing about it is, we want old Jets worth a dinner. Possum don't want to ask him. But we can't get them because of this. But on that day, if we can't get nobody else, we go raise Tony Wright. You know what I mean? Because we ain't ducking nobody. You know what I mean?
Okay, we got two or three of the haters as jokers on one side. And they're like, you got a lot of people want to see Tony Wright get his ass tore out the socket. You got a lot of people want to see Matthew Young get his ass tore out the socket. You got a lot of people want to see the OJs get their ass tore out the socket. You got a lot of people want to see Chopped Off get their ass tore out of the socket. We getting fucked as a fan because now y'all got a show on a different damn on the same date. We can't get no climax, baby. We can't get no climax. Y'all can't get together and work this shit out where the fans can stop spending their money all over the damn place and see one good goddamn show for them $20 or so.
Hey, dog. Let me say this.
Go ahead, Mighty Joe.
Let me say this. All right, last time we came to this conversation with the same date, we gave up the date. Why can't y'all be a man and be like the goose and the gander? Give up, switch your date. We did before. We gave you a date. Why can't you bag out the way? What makes you so big that you can't bag out the way?
Okay, that's not really an issue. Nothing says that we can't back out of a date. But the issue is this. We can't both talk at the same time. We're going to take turns. So what I'm saying to you is that me and Terry got on the phone, right? Now, again, you say that I didn't discuss everything that I said that I discussed. You said I told a lot. Well, actually, I didn't tell a lot, because what I said was, listen to me, dude. Listen. Come on, dude. I mean, I gave you your turn.
Yeah, just go ahead. Let him finish his whole statement. Let him finish. You next. Go ahead, Joe.
I said what I called to tell you was what I said. But what I said was, before I could get to it, I asked you, I said, I got a proposal for you in the beginning of the conversation. I got a proposal for you, and you said to me, I'm not no promoter. Didn't you tell me that? You said, and I said, well, listen, I got a proposal for you, and if you just want to hear it out, but I said, if you don't want to hear it, I don't want to waste my time. And I don't want to waste your time either. And you said, don't waste my time. So, no, you never heard why I actually called you. But
okay, stop.
You,
don't say that, Joe. Don't say that. Not
hold
Joe
on,
Young.
Hold on, let me finish.
Hold
on,
let me finish.
Joe,
hold
on.
Don't nobody say that yet. I want to take one view from a fan. Juice, you on the phone, Juice? Yeah. Tell me this here. Have you been listening to the show all night?
Yeah.
As a fan, do you feel like you're getting cheated with them having the show on the same date?
Well, I don't know. That nobody loses because I'm gonna go where I
want to
go.
I ain't ask you that. My thing, don't you want to see Mighty Joe Young race Chop Top? Don't you want to see doggone Hitler race the old Jack? Don't you want to see that race?
Yeah.
Well, how you gonna see it if they got a date on the if they got two separate races on the same date? How you gonna see that then?
Somebody needs to drop their
days. Okay, that's all I want to say. All right, Mighty Joe Young, you and Pro Stock Joe, y'all go back at it. Thank you, Juice.
Yeah.
Okay, let me finish here now. You just had your say. Okay, you called me and told me you, Terry, and Eddie from Chop Top, and you said you had them on the phone and you want to make a proposition to me for the Rock and Ham race, and I told you I don't make propositions, which I don't. You know what I mean? I have no problem with you and NGRA, but that is not my thing. You know what I mean? Simple as that. When I say my thing, I mean our team. We don't do that.
You also told me that you're not a promoter. You said you don't do propositions. You do best racing because you're not a promoter. But you're not telling me that.
Let me finish like I let you finish. And number two, we are not promoters. We are racers. And regardless of what we have a show or not, we're going to race. You know what I mean? But this is something that, before you, that me, HD, Eddie, we came up with these dates, and they said they told me they were going to do a last man standing, and they decided to back out and go to NGRA, which I think good to you. But we had did this ahead of time, before NGRA. Now you can have the flow back.
As I said, man, there is no hostility as far as I'm concerned. Listen, NGRA was formed to make more races, to have everybody in one place so we can race. That's a simple reason that we all got together. And as I stand right here now, I think I can speak for the rest of the people. And we discussed this proposition earlier that what we would like to do is invite you guys in as the 21st or 22nd man or whatever it's going to take. You guys come in and share it, and then we'll have another Orangeburg day, and we'll all go over there. So, I mean, but as of right now, I mean, like I said, this can be worked out if you guys want to do it like gentlemen and sit down and work it out. But, you know, it's going to take some willingness to do that, you know.
Well, okay, I'm saying this here. I told you, we have no interest in joining the NGRA. You know, what you do with your gate?
No,
that's
no,
your
no. The NGRA for a case. Not forever.
Let me finish. We have nothing to do with that. I have no hatred towards you. But our thing is that the fans will get cheated because we both got a date. And the last time we came with the same problem, we gave up the date. And I like the fans to know, why can't you reschedule? We rescheduled, gave you a date, backed out. Why can't you be a gentleman and do the same thing?
Right. Okay, so here's the thing. You're saying that, first of all, if the old Jack is going to show up to a, I'm trying to put it in a way that everybody can see it. Okay, well, first of all, because, I mean, basically right now, okay, we're not giving up our date. That's pretty much set in stone. We're not giving up the August the 13th date. That's pretty much set in stone. So here's what I'm saying is, if the old Jacks or Sniper don't go to a show that Jones is having, the fans don't get cheated. They just don't see them because they're not there. So it's the same thing. I mean, the fans are going to have to choose which race they want to go to. So, I mean, it's not a matter of who gave up what date. And you guys know why you gave up that date. You gave that we gave up the date because we negotiated about it, and because there were some deals that were made, some promises that were made. That's why that date was given up.
Okay, hold on. I want everybody besides Mighty Joe Young and Pro Stock Joe to hit the one button and take yourself out the queue. I need to ask somebody a question. I got too many hands up to ask a question, but we still discussing. I need everybody besides Mighty Joe Young and Pro Stock Joe hit the one button and take yourself out the queue. I need to get somebody on here to ask a question that can do something about this film. Please take yourself out the queue. Mash the one button, take yourself out of the queue if you got your one button pressed. I don't want to cut you off on this discussion because this is a damn good discussion, and we still ain't getting no resolution right here. Both sides are playing hardball, and I want somebody else to come in here that's got some good sense and maybe can say something to them besides myself as the mediator, which I'm not the mediator. I'm just the orchestrator of the show. Press the one button, people, and take yourself out the queue. If you don't, I'm going to cut you off, and I don't want to do that, but I need to get this in straight because I'm a fan, and I'm getting cheated. I got a point I need to make. Please press the one button. Take yourself out of the queue. The only way I want you in the queue is if you brand new. Juice, push the one button. Take your hand down, Juice. Push the one button, Juice. I want all my hands down, please. Okay? Thank you. Baldy, push the one button, Baldy. Okay, this is what I'm finna do, and I'm finna say it again. Both of y'all are right now being pretty manly about this situation. But y'all still both saying the same thing, that neither one of y'all going to change your date. Now, y'all don't think y'all might can sit down at the table, maybe, and look at the money that you would make if y'all combine these shows or something? Do you don't think you can? All right, y'all mics are still open. I still want to hear what y'all got to say.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Dog? I just wanted to get Rock on the phone. He's at a restaurant eating, but he got a comment real quick. Then,
okay,
put it on.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, what's the problem? That date was a date that we already had from Union last year. So I don't understand what the problem is and where all the melee come from. I mean, and it was posted early on, and we checked before before everything actually went out there. With no conflict with that date on the 13th. That date was already posted. Nobody said nothing until 2-3 months after we posted that date. Mighty Joe Young and his group said that they had the date. And I, like we told them then, you know, we tried to reconcile and told them that we could do the date together and it wouldn't be a problem. They told us that they were fundraisers and not promoters. So, I mean, what else they want someone to do? If they post their dates up when they're on the board, which everybody uses that board to post their dates. It's been posted.
Okay.
Nobody had a conflict in dates.
Okay, can I say something now?
Go ahead, Mighty Joe Young. You got the flow. Mighty Joe Young, that's all. Nobody but Mighty Joe Young.
They keep on saying about we can do the race together. I mean, but what they ain't saying is they want us to come to NGRA and do it on their track. You know what I mean? And the fact, if you go to page 3 on the Chone schedule, you'll see that we call Chone and say, we're looking for a date. And he said, August 13th is over. And you go to page 3 on schedule, and you'll see January the 6th, that date was put on there. And still find out when it was put for NGRA. NGRA did not take none of their days before January the 6th, 2011. Now you look it up and bring that back to me.
Mighty Joe Young, you got a lot of background noise. Wherever you at, you got a lot of background noise there.
I don't know who phone ain't muted.
Matajo Young, you got too much background on Matajo Young. We're trying to get the solution, and we want to hear you. We want you to your voice to be heard. Post Doc Joe. Go ahead,
yes,
Post
Doc. Okay.
Y'all finish talking.
You look on the schedule, and on the first page, which is what everybody refers to, there is nothing on the first page. There was an addendum added later on a couple of pages back, but nobody goes back to the third page to look at what's going on there. Everybody goes to the first page to look what's going on. But like I said, if there was a miscommunication, which is what it looks like it is, that Mr. Jones miscommunicated to you that there was an open date. So actually there wasn't an open date. Rock had at the Union Dragway, he had the August the 13th date. He had it from last year. That's verifiable, easily verifiable. And NGRA took that day over in December. So what it looks like is that we have, like I said, a miscommunication. And in terms of us saying that we wanted to do the date with you or have you come in and be a part of the date, well, we're extending ourselves to you. We're offering you a solution. We have control of the track at Union. That's not the same case at Orangeburg. Orangeburg has control of the track, and they're just giving you guys something as a part of a deal because they don't rent that track out entirely. So that's the difference between a date at Union and a date at Orangeburg.
Okay, I'm back, dog. Hello?
Go ahead. Your mic open. You and Post Office Joe, y'all on.
Okay, all right, dog, but this is the thing about it. Before, when we had the same conflict, like I say, Faye and Orangeburg gave up the date. Why can't they reschedule this time? Why should we ones got to come to them to do what they want us to do?
Because you guys are always posting yourself up late. All of those dates were our dates that were already annual events, and you come in on top of it. Why should we have to reschedule Rockingham? Larry been doing that date for 4 years, 5 years straight.
Hey, wait, hold on.
You're jumping in, taking dates. You can't do that.
If you do,
then just do your date and don't worry about nobody else's date. If that's what you want to do.
Oh. Am I right? Tell me if I'm right or no. They just started NGRA in 2011. So how can they talk about they had it before this? Am I right or wrong?
All right. Okay. Hold on. The members of NGRA did not just start doing they were all promoters and they all had shows and all had dates. The NGRA is a collection of promoters with the dates that they had. These were annual dates they already had, and they put them in the pot together. Matter of fact, we eliminated over half of the dates so that we wouldn't have a date every other week. That's how the 555 boys had that date at Rockingham. They've had that date for the last 4 or 5 years. That was
here's the annual thing. Matter Joe, if you guys had a problem with the date, you hadn't picked your phone up yet and called me. See, the problem is you guys are getting on the phone bitching and complaining, but you ain't trying to get the solution straight. All you had to do is call Rob, and we could have worked this out. You call somebody else bitching and moaning about the date when all you had to do is pick the phone up and call me. You call me for anything else.
Hello? Jones, just hold on.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, Jones. What you want to say? You call me. What you
want to
say?
Hey, I wanted to say that date, Mighty Jordan, I've had that for the last couple of years at Orangeburg, almost 13th. And that's why I put it down there, and I thought everybody knew that. So I didn't know, y'all didn't know it. And I told a few people about 3 or 4 months ago that they had to run in. You know, I was telling a few people that it was going to be some on that date a couple months ago. And I didn't put it out there too hard, but it got social now, everybody
hey,
knew.
Hey, Chong. I'm going to stop you right there now. You know, I ain't no funny style dude, and I say what's on my mind. That's a damn lie. This is the first time he went to Orangeburg with a race. So when he had it the last couple of years, y'all quit that foolishness,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he had that last year.
Stop
AC
that.
Had, AC had,
dog. Yeah,
AC had,
dog.
Yeah,
you know,
August 13th. Y'all quit
that. Okay, fellas, okay, we got all that now. What can we do about this now that it doesn't happen? I mean, we talking about this date was first, what can we do to rectify the situation? Because I'm serious business. There's many big-time races going to be at both these races. The fans are really missing out, man. I mean, what can we do about this shit, man?
Hey, dog, listen to me. I talked to Faye, and she said that she gave up the date
back and rock the Rocket Ham date, and she's not going to give it up this time. And you can call it accident, you know what I mean? So we start with this date.
I ain't saying nobody lying, but I'm trying to say both of y'all are playing hardballs. Both of y'all got good points. But my thing is, if y'all just go out there and race each other and ain't nobody in the stands, well, who wins?
I agree with you, man. I agree with you totally. You know what I mean? But they trying to hold a monopoly on. You know, if they got a date, they can't give it up. You got to come to them. That don't make sense. That's what I'm saying. We folded before.
Hold on a minute. I just want to see what he got to say. It might be something. Endicott, what you got?
I've just been listening, you know, to what they're saying about the dates or whatever. I saw this coming a long time ago. I saw this coming in the first of the daggone year. And I told the representative people who was listening to me about what this was going to turn into. But now you got a date open. You got August the 20th. It used to be a date that I had. I moved to the 27th. Now that date is open. So it's up to them to, you know, to satisfy whatever they need to satisfy. You know, I'd rather for them to have two different days so I can go both damn events. But, you know, that's up to them, whatever they decide.
Hey, right, hold on a minute, Chris. 772-5593. You got any solution for this problem we got? Don't push the one button if you don't want to talk. I need to know some solutions from some other people besides the ones on the phone. Because right now the people on the phone, we ain't getting nowhere. All we doing is going back and forth. Hold on a minute. 561-4402.
Hey, dog, let me say something to you.
Hold on, Rock. I just want to try to get another perspective besides mine. I don't want to keep driving this in shit right now. Just bear with me for a second. I'll get back to it. 817-9424.
Yeah, shit, I think they Monty Joe Young and them did give up they date the first time. And, I mean, to be honest, if the 20th open, do you realize they can get all the money on both shows if one of them move to the 20th? And you're going to create rematches out whoever lost the first week.
Okay.
You know what
Thank
I'm saying?
Just hold That's tight there. Okay, appreciate it. Just hold tight, though.
Lil Mo,
what you got, Lil Mo?
The main problem with that 20th date is what does the track have going on the 20th? That's what everybody needs to find out. Bracket racing, you know, tracks do a lot of other stuff than grudge races. But hey, what I want to say, I mean, I got the easiest fix for all of it.
Okay, go ahead. Who's this?
50-50, Mighty Joe Young, NGRA. Pick a track, split the gate. That will show who's trying to work with who. Are they working for themselves? Or are they working for the team?
We just made that offer. We're not offering a 50-50 deal, but he can come in and get the same split as everybody else is getting.
Why, though? He's a promoter. NGRA is a promoter.
Exactly, but what we do is we split the gate evenly with everybody that's involved, and so he can come in and be a promoter for a day with us and split the gate.
Why don't y'all split
We're coming in with 10 cars. He's coming in with one car. Does that seem equitable to you?
You don't know how many cars we're coming in with, Joe. That's
you
your opinion.
You don't have one car, Joe. You only have one car.
You don't have the cars we bring in with us. You don't know that. You don't have a damn car. You're not racing no car.
From a fan's point of view, this is the only way to find out who was working for who. They working for the self, or are they working for the fans and the racetracks and putting on races? Well, this has been offered. This has been offered a while ago, and it wasn't, and nobody wanted to do it. I mean, why don't y'all just all do it now, but nobody wants to talk.
Let me say something. Let me say one thing. And my partner ain't going to say nothing. I tell you what y'all do. If y'all split, have the promotion split, we'll split what we get with y'all. Now give up the race.
Hey, Mo.
Huh?
I mean, I think y'all ought to be able to get together and figure out which track will make the most money, you know. And, hell, both of y'all go there and just split 50-50. And just call everybody to tell y'all.
Hey, Mo, listen, ask them this. Ask them, tell them what we'll do.
We'll take the fastest car they got. We'll have a race, and they just want to win. That's where we'll track we run at. That's the date we'll use.
Y'all got an opportunity to meet this bigger than what y'all think it could be, but y'all too busy worrying about the little shit instead of working together. Do y'all realize how big y'all could make this if y'all did get together?
I agree, but we need to go to where the financial side of it would be better, and that would clearly be a union because we control our own destiny as opposed to going to Orangeburg on a 50-50 split with the track. Why would we do that?
I agree 100%. If unions better money maker, then do it at union.
We have no problem with working with Matty Joe Young.
Offer him 50% of the gate.
Let me say it one more time. We have no problem with working with Matty Joe Young to work with a solution. The problem is they have not talked to nobody or have tried to come to forth until today to talk about this situation. I mean, everybody put us as the bad guys, but it ain't us. We came to them. They turned us down.
Hey, Little Mo.
Wait a minute, I got one correction. Matty Joe Young is not a promoter. He said so himself tonight. He's not a promoter. So for him to join in the house.
What difference does that make? It's still his race.
Who's got a promoter?
I understand that. Matty Joe Young said he's not a promoter. So if he's not doing it as a promoter, then the ideal is for him to come in and to share in the gate with the rest of the NGRA as the same share that everybody else is getting.
Well, no.
We have this program where we'll take on a promoter for a day, just for one day. So that day, he gets an equal share.
Stop. This can be worked out. The bottom line is we need to all come to the table and work it out. There ain't no need of going on the phone. This can be worked out if they want to work it out.
Thank you. That's what I was talking about.
And
it needs to be worked out from a fan standpoint.
Go through logistics now. Right. But the bottom line was when we talked to those guys and tried to work this out, they didn't want to work it out. If they want to work it out now, we can work it out.
Okay. Lil Mo had a good suggestion if y'all heard him again. Maybe y'all didn't hear what he said.
I agree with what Lil Mo said. I'm down with what Lil Mo said. I've been down with that from day one. But the bottom line is making them be down with it.
What did he say,
dog? He on the phone? Go ahead. Don't tell what you said.
Joe Young.
Yes, sir.
Matty Joe Young.
I'm listening.
Would you accept half of the gate and drop your race at Orangeburg and take it to Union? I mean, that's a simple question.
Man.
Well, that's what y'all need to now talk about then.
That is the fast way to do it.
And especially from a fan standpoint.
They won't do that.
No, nobody said we would do it. We never talked about it.
Rock made a good suggestion, too, now. He did say we can get off the phone and talk about it because on the phone, everybody want to be a gorilla. Bad word. Everybody want to be tough on the phone so somebody can say he's back down. Maybe y'all should get off the phone and put this offline.
I don't see how
all we can do is offer suggestions. It's up to y'all to make it happen.
Little Mo, what you just said, I've been thinking from the whole time. But the bottom line is they weren't coming forth to talk about this. So what I'm saying to you guys is we can work this out. It's not a problem. Because at the end of the day, it's about racing. It's a little bit about money, but it's about racing, bro. And we can work this out. The two dates are on top of each other. We got groups of people in each group that want to go at each other. Why we can't make it happen?
Exactly. If Union is the most profitable track, there's nothing wrong with picking Union to do it. I mean, y'all got to put a dollar in y'all's pocket for going to trouble. I mean, that's nowhere near the question right now. You know what I'm saying?
But they need to know. There's a few things that need to be discussed with them about logistics and money and so on and so forth to make sure that they're going to be willing to do it. And I think it can work. It's time for it to work. But we got to come together and do it.
I don't know about that promoter for a day, but, I mean, this is just one instance where there's the potential for two big shows. I mean, the simplest thing to do would be split it down the damn middle, go to the damn best track, go top the track, and make it happen. That's all I can say, but balls in y'all's court.
So, Matty Joe, it seems like we need to have a conversation tonight sometime. So, you guys need to try to call us, and let's talk if we're going to work this out.
Whoever want to moderate, they got my number. Dog, if you want to moderate, call me. You know, you got my number.
Come on, man. What? I mean, come on. Are you willing to try to work this out or what? I don't get this. I sense an attitude, and I mean, it's crazy. What
attitude? You ain't got no attitude.
When you somebody in between, what kind of attitude is that?
We don't need nobody in between. We're going to call you tonight, and we're going to get this to the bottom of it and figure this out.
How is the girl going to know what to say if we don't have somebody in between?
What, we need somebody in between, bro.
Mighty Joe, that's your background on, Mighty Joe.
Y'all got the best person on the phone conducting the show to handle it.
That's what I just said.
Well, that's what we'll do. We'll call you tonight, and we'll deal with it. So you'll get a phone call tonight, and we'll deal with it.
Okay.
All right.
Damn, thank y'all, man. That's pretty good. You see what we can do when we don't cut everybody out and everybody? That was a good discussion. I mean, you know, and y'all need to do something because that is a mega event with that many people supposed to be coming, with all the calls that's supposed to be coming.
Hey, dog, I want you to call me when you get off phone.
Who is this now?
This now. Mighty Joe. I want you to call me.
All right, Mighty Joe Young. I'll call you as soon as I get off the air. I'm finna get off the air in a few minutes, though. Like I said, my screen blowing up. I didn't tell y'all that I couldn't control that, but y'all conducted yourself like men. So my screen keep going down, man. There's so many damn people trying to get over here on this thing, though. All right, well, I brought it up. I didn't suppose to bring it up, but I'm glad I brought it up because maybe, and I said maybe, we might get something done. You see? So if anybody else got anything, because I appreciate y'all acting like men today. That's all I can say. I'm proud of all y'all, man.
This is going to be one of those occasions to where is it about the people or is it about the money?
Yeah, you got a point.
All right, I agree with you.
Lil Mo, you must have took your medicine today. You come here with some damn good ideas and some you might have sensible today. You must have got, you took your medicine or some shit.
I took a smart pill this morning. I've been trying that. Yeah, they seem to be working out.
Yeah.
Hey, Mo.
Y'all got anything you want to say, go ahead on them. My screen will be about the wild, but I can have no control over y'all now, though. But, you know, everybody's being right, and if you see, we can disagree to agree, and we can handle this shit like men, and everybody can hear what's going on. And, again, I'm going to say it again because I'm just so proud of y'all today. Even y'all did good today. Anybody got anything?
Well,
I can't close the show. I know until I get my screen up.
It is in the cut. If the 13th is open, I'm going to be to somebody's show on the 13th. I don't care which one it is.
Yeah, because that's the thing. We're going to be at it. But like I said, I'm going to be over there. I might be at one show, looking up in there, trying to peek over there to see what's going on at the other show. I mean, this is a damn... You got all the big shot guys together there. They just damn 2 hours apart.
Yep, that's it.
But as they did say they was going to try to work it out.
Hey, did you tell them about Jason's car?
Nope. You can go ahead and tell them right now. No, I didn't tell them about that.
Well, if anybody's interested, I'm not going to say the fastest because I don't want to hear no damn bullshit, but by far, one of the fastest small block 28-inch tire cars is for sale right now. Y'all know whose it is, mine, Jason's. It needs to go. We got a few calls on it, but if anybody's interested in a damn good piece, you know, wants to go stock the bench and race, just give me a damn call. We can talk about it.
Will you give me a number again? Maybe you might answer the phone.
Okay, if I don't answer, just keep calling. I'm in a dead area. That's what I've been told by AT&T anyway. So.
give me a phone number anyway. I already did it at the top of the show for Motor Speed Shop. But you made the announcement yourself, so give me your information that you want to give them how to reach you.
706-414-6688. And it does have 706-414-6688.
And that's if you
and
want
it
to
does
buy,
have, I just put all the damn new MSC.
The stock suspension calls in it what?
The world.
Look, wherever you sell it to, y'all make sure y'all bring that small block down to Fayetteville on the 27th now. I'm doing that small block thing again.
It's got all the new MSC power grid stuff in it too. Very recently added, so I mean I ain't gotta talk about it. Everybody knows it.
Well no, not really. Is it turnkey or is it rolling or what? How's it how you sell
turnkey?
It?
Turnkey only. I mean, you know, it ain't a necessity to let it go, but I can't do it by my damn self, so ain't no need in it. Maybe this will make me get the black car running just a little quicker.
Okay. Appreciate it, Lil Mo. Anybody got anything else they want to put out there? You can put it out there. We're going to get ready to close the show down. And me personally, I think today was one of my better shows today. And
eating a cupcake.
Hi, man, for helping me out on my other phone. And I want to thank Folks Out Joe for being a gentleman today. It's amazing how much stuff you can get accomplished with everybody.
Yeah, we are, man.
Okay. Nick, mute your phone. You got a background noise there. I think you might have a background noise.
Sorry
about it. Folks, you got anything else, brother?
Yeah, man. You know, it shouldn't take to get to this point for.
You got
like
you got background noise. Please put your phone on mute, please. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, it shouldn't take something to get to this point before we can come to the point where we even decide that we can talk about it. You know, we tried to call that man before and talk to him. I mean, that's water under the bridge before, but his attitude was almost like it was the night. You know, when we said, you know, call us later, whatever the case, that was just, you know, call me later. That kind of rocked his slate, made a comment, and he come back and says, well, you got my number. I mean, that's the kind of attitude that I'm talking about. What does that mean? So, call me, we'll talk. What does that matter if you call me or if I call you? We both got a problem. We both want to solve it. You know?
All right, Joe, but
so
we don't have to throw punches right now. They said they would call and y'all said y'all would call.
Punches.
So why don't we just leave it at that and see can't y'all do it off the air. We don't have to throw the punches right now. I mean, you know, right now we ain't got to really throw it. I understand your point. You wasn't backing down. And I understand his point. He wasn't backing down. So why don't we just leave it at that and see can y'all work something out. Because, like, I hate to say it, like Lil Mo, little short, dirty ass, that motherfucker dirtied me or they've been grinding on shit. He said it best, though. We screwing the fans, man. We're screwing the fans. Y'all got the potential for having the biggest show this year if y'all did it together. Whether y'all do it together, I don't care. But, you know, I got to put it out there as a show host right now. Tomorrow on Wild Man Show, I might say a totally different thing. And the Thursday on your show, I might say a totally different thing. But right now, y'all let an impasse where at least y'all left the air as grown men and wasn't screaming and hollering at each other. So let's let it stay at that, and we hope y'all can work this shit out because the fans are the ones that are getting cheated. So, Joe, you got anything else on your closing thoughts? I got my screen back up. I'm finna get ready to close the show out, and I think it was very productive today. I got to say it again because I'm impressed today, put it that way. Joe, you got anything you want to
Dog, I just got an announcement from Mr. Jones. August 20th is Hitler Fest. Tony Wright is having a race on August 20th. So that date is not open.
Okay, where is he having it at?
I don't know. Mr. Jones just sent me that message.
Okay, normally he has his Hitler Fest at the Darlington, normally. Okay, but that's down the road, people. But like Postdoc Joe always taught me, and I just learned that from Postdoc Joe. I like Postdoc Joe because he got plenty of good ideas, but sometimes his head is just so damn hard. But it's best to start planning for this shit now. We can't wait till the day before and then start trying to plan for it. Yeah. But okay then, Joe. All right then. We'll let it stay there. Is that all you got to add, Joe?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Okay,
good
I appreciate
luck.
It.
This weekend to the folks going
and
out
you
to
wanna...
the...
Okay, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. What you said, Joe?
I said good luck and good racing to those folks going out this weekend or this week.
Okay. Ain't no problem. Thank you, Joe. Lil Mo, you got anything to say you want to add? Lil Mo, you got anything you want to add? Okay, if you just listen, stay on listen. Let me I gotta get Jan on the phone and find out what he wanted. He been on the phone, hold on. And tight man, if my screen don't hold out, I got you. I'm gonna come to you in a few minutes. Janet, what you gotta say? I'm gonna miss Janet. I'm sorry. 843-8338. Janet, I'll get you in a minute.
What they got going on in Darlington Wings tonight? Tony
Collins
Lethal Weapon tomorrow night.
Darlington tomorrow night, they got Tony Banners locked in with Lethal Weapon tomorrow. They are locked in tomorrow. In Darlington.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling in, my brother. Johnny, what you got to say, Johnny?
Yeah, Doug, I think the guys handle themselves professionally. And I think, you know, it shouldn't be a problem them working that show out. I mean, like you said, we as fans are definitely being cheated because you got some cars here and some cars there. You know, my thing is they need to get together, work it out, and come to some common agreement. And that way the fans are not cheated. Right now we're being cheated our ass off.
Now, y'all know y'all got to work something out. Now, that was Johnny. He said more than three words and wasn't cussing. So you know we got to work something out. All right, Johnny, you got anything else you want to add?
No, I mean, you know, like I said, they handle themselves professionally. And I do think the guys are going to work it out. I mean, it's for the best interest of the fans in the race. But
okay, I'm trying to get everybody in. I ain't got but a couple more minutes before I go, so I need to try to get it. Tight man, go ahead on. Thank you, Johnny. Tight man, go ahead.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
I think the solution to the problem is Mighty Joe Young is willing to split their gate, and whoever had the date, forget the NGRA. They said they're a group of promoters that came together. Whoever had the 13th date in the NGRA, instead of trying to split it with 20 more people, that person and Mighty Joe Young and the track get together, split, and do one show. That's the answer to that problem.
Okay, they working on the tag, man. I appreciate it, brother. Is there anything else you want to add to that?
What you think about that good damn answer right there?
Well, I said, you know, I'm trying to hurry up today. I ain't going to comment on it because we've been on the damn near 3 hours. It's been a damn good show, and I'm going to try to get everybody that got their hand up. They might, you know, you never know what somebody might say that might help out somebody.
That's right.
Okay, tight man. I'm sorry about that, you know. I got you on there when I could, my brother. I'm going to try to hurry up and do something for this fall out again because today's been my best day.
Go ahead.
Okay, appreciate it, tight man. All right, Stand the man. Dolomite.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
That's why I called you. I can't hear you unless you said so.
All right. Just one thing that I want to throw out there what a wise man said when a situation like this happens. Don't trip over a dollar to pick up a dime. If they come together, they're going to make a dollar. But if they can trip over that dollar, all they want is make dimes. But come together and make that dollar.
Hey, look, man, I want you to type that on the board and send that to me. I like that. You're doing all right there. Appreciate it, Stan. Anything else?
That's all I had. God bless everybody. Have a safe weekend.
Thank you. And that's some good words of wisdom. That's some words of wisdom. I'm going to remember that one. That was Stan the Man, Dolomite, y'all. 704-3691. Speak.
Yes. I'm a concerned fan. I just want to know when the NGRA is going to come South Carolina or Georgia somewhere. I mean, like it's just going around those two states.
Well, they are basically doing that, but that was the dates they got booked because we had so many races booked on all the rest of the dates, so they could just take the dates in the areas that they had.
Ought to be in.
So that's all that's the answer. I mean, they're doing the best they can do with what the dates they're doing to work around it. That's why they cut down the dates on it, not defending NGRA, but they cut down on most of their dates so they wouldn't flood everybody else's area.
Okay, thank you.
But hold on a minute. Maybe that made the right answer. Post Star Joe, you still there? You want to answer that question?
What was the question, dog?
Answer the question again, 3691. What did you say again?
I said, it seems like NGRA is avoiding South Carolina and Georgia, that area. I said, and I've seen a lot. I went down to Mike Hill race a few weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago. And they had a lot of cars and stuff down there. And they seem like it's avoiding South Carolina and Georgia.
No, that's not the case. Not the case at all. NGRA. Here with the age of YouTube, everybody around the country see all the guys and all the guys. NGRA. Most of the guys in NGRA are well known household names. So what we decided to do is take the show on the road. We went to Georgia. We went to Maryland. We're going to Mississippi. We were in North Carolina. Now we're going to South Carolina. We're going back to Georgia. We're going to Florida. We're going all over. We're going to Virginia. We're going all over the place. So we're not avoiding any place. We just don't want to do the same show over and over again. I mean, that's the whole idea behind, the MegaFest, not to let everybody see, the same races over and over again.
Okay. All right, you understand that? I need to, well, not Joe. I need the short version anytime you got a question from here on out because I ain't got that much time to go. 704, you understand that? 3691, you understand that?
Yes.
You got any more questions for Joe or anybody? You have any more comments? Any questions?
Nope.
Hey, no problem. Appreciate you calling in, okay? 803-1397. Comments, questions.
Hey, what's up, dog?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I wanted to put this out there. There was a holler about August 20th. I think Tony Wright working on that date. August 20th.
Yeah, they just told us that Tony Wright got a Hitler fest or whatever. It's going to be down in Darlington, right?
I think so. I ain't finished talking to him yet. We're quite sure where he got it at. He told me Sunday, when, you know, I ain't finished.
Okay, but as soon as you know, you're going to post it, right, Jones?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's Mr. Jones. All right, Jones. No problem, brother. I'm going to leave your mic open just in case you got anything else to say. But put your phone on mute just in case, okay, brother?
I ain't going to say nothing else.
Okay. Appreciate it, Jones.
Get ready for our game. All right, later.
770-034. Coming.
Yeah, dog, I got a question for Pro Star.
Go ahead, brother. He listening, I think. Joe, you there, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Just, from a fan point of view, if y'all only making gas money, why not let Marty Joe have a date? Hello?
Why not let him have the date?
Have the 13th. I mean, you say y'all ain't making that but gas money. He can give you gas money, y'all get a date up.
Because a lot of preparation and a lot of effort's been put into the event already. We already got a flyer made for the day. We already did a lot of things for the day. That's why we're not getting it up.
Okay. Don't answer it like that because y'all said y'all was going to work on it after the show. So don't say definitely that y'all ain't going to give it up. Y'all might combine, but you know, okay.
I'm sure we gonna work it out. If the other side wants to work it out, it could have been worked out. Well, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. But the other side did not want to work it out when the first initial phone call was called. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to talk about it or nothing. It was like it is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, in order to work anything out, two people got to be willing to work it out. You know what I'm saying? Both sides.
Okay, that was the rock there.
I mean, they wasn't willing to work talk about it or nothing until now. But now I do think. In my professional thing, I believe that it can be worked out because it always could have been worked out.
Appreciate it, Rock. You must be on the road. You got a lot of background now, but appreciate it, Rock. All right, nephew. You understand that, nephew? All
right.
Okay, brother. Appreciate it. 706-7037.
Hey, Rock. Hey, are you eating it or are you playing? Okay.
Huh?
Hey,
706-7037.
Hey, dog, I'm just a fan. Why don't they just up the gate price to $25 and get a man that 50%?
Well, they're going to work it out now, you know. I mean, like I said, you know, we all got ideas and suggestions what it is, but like Joe was saying and like Matty Joe Young was saying, they probably made preparations for this and they made preparations for this. Sometime they said they're going to work it out, so we won't add no fuel to the fire right now. We just wait and see what's going to happen, okay?
All right, thank you, now.
Appreciate you calling in there. All righty. Okay, we that was a very interesting, and Joe, thank you very much for what you do and how you do it, whether they like it or not. Though at least you handled it professionally today, so I ain't gonna ask you for no final comments because you done had enough of them today. But anyway, I'm finna get ready to close this thing out. Close it out, though. I need to also showtime. You got anything you want to add before I close it out? I'm not asking nobody else. This will be the last comment. I'm going to close off all the mics, and I want to thank everybody today for coming on. I want to thank everybody today for conducting themselves in a professional manner. And I keep saying it, but I got to keep saying it because I'm so damn proud today. Y'all did good. So Showtime, you got the final comment. And after that, I'm going to close it down.
Okay. I want to say that I enjoyed the show. I thought it was a very good show tonight. However, I just want to know, you know, pretty much, you know, what the short-term goal is. Is there a long-term goal of developing the NGRA? I'm pretty sure the answer would be yes, you know, there's a long-term goal. Now, with all the puzzle, all the pieces to the puzzle being on the table.
No time before. I don't want to cut you off, but since you asked it like that, I'm finna open post Dr. Joe Mike up because you left a lingering question, and he can answer that. So I'm going to put him back. I'm going to hold his mic back up. The question you just asked, when you finish, I'm going to give him a chance to answer that question you just asked.
Okay. Okay, as I was saying, you know, all the pieces to the puzzle are on the table. However, it seems as though, you know, we're having a problem here with putting the pieces together where you can make one big puzzle and then benefit from it. So, you know, with that being said, I did understand that there are some tracks that do not give total control, and then there are some tracks that do give total control. So, you know, from the financial standpoint, you do have to look at that. Now, from a fan standpoint, you have to look at that as well. Now, how do you get your finance? Do you get your finance from you coming out of your own pocket, or do you generate revenue from the fans coming into the gate? So my question is that who should you cater to?
All right, Pro Stock, I hope you heard his whole scenario there. You got the flow.
Well, obviously, we're trying to accomplish two things, right? We're trying to bring grudge racing back to what it was when it was, you know, those big events that we've all seen on the YouTube where Indicut was doing the shots and Rock and O22 guys were there doing their big thing. So, yeah, this is for the racers and for the fans. In order for racers to continue to race, they need to make money. That's why all the promoters in NGRA, they're really racers as well. They're really racers as well, and they have cars, right? So the idea of the gas money is so that we can keep racing. So that, and now when we race, I mean,
okay, Joe, I don't mean to cut you off. I understand exactly where you're going now. What you're actually saying right now, just to cut right through the fence, is that you're trying to get all the players in one place, okay?
So we can race. That's it.
Okay, I'm understanding that, and that's what you're actually saying right now. I'm understanding that piece. But my point is, I mean, you got the great concept. Everything is in place. You're doing what you need to do to try to get all the players in one place. However, sometimes, you know, not saying who's right or wrong, I think that sometimes on either side, you have to bend sometimes to accomplish whatever goal there is that you need to accomplish. Sometimes you take a step back and you gain two, or you take two steps back, you gain three. But you have to be able to see that picture in order to accomplish those steps. You understand what I'm saying?
Like Rock said, and I'm going to reiterate what he said, he was willing to work this out from the very beginning. This is not about personal gains. Like this is about business. So,
from a business perspective,
we called up to make. No, I know, and the end goal is The end goal is we want almost every racer in NGRA and every racer to benefit from the gate so you can keep racing and providing the fans with that. Now, you make your money by racing. You don't make your money from the gate. There ain't no money to be made at no damn gate. You make your money by racing. You race somebody, you know, the little gas money will keep you going back and forth, but you ain't going to get rich and be able to buy no car and be able to, you know, off no gate. But the gate is to keep the racers, you know, a little bit of change, keep the races coming, buy nitrous or whatever case like that, but you win your money from that. So, and the fans get to keep seeing races. So everybody.
Hold on a minute, Joe. Bobby, you got something you want to add, Bobby?
Yeah, I want to add. Look here, I heard y'all saying, somebody told me y'all was talking about August the 20th. August the 20th in Macon is my race. I already booked that thing, so I'm just letting you know.
Okay, no problem.
Well,
August 20th. Okay, that's all you had, Bobby.
That's all I had. So,
but no. Let me say this though. Can you hear me, dog?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on, Ron. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I want to say to Showtime is this. I get your point that you're trying to make, but you got to understand that in starting this, a few guys were not accepted of what we tried to do. So therefore, the participation at our events were always a problem. But when you look around and look at what, you know, some of the players in NGRA, we've been to everybody's event and performed and put on for everybody at one facet or another, rather it was an NGRA event or not. Now, the bottom line is we can't get nobody to come to an NGRA event and do anything. But so that's just a work in progress that we got to continue trying to work on to get all the players in the same place. But the NGRA is most of the players that you see that are performing every week.
So it's nothing that's going to be conquered overnight.
As far as concern is concerned,
we don't have a problem. It's just other people have problems with us, and we're just trying to overcome that. Eventually, I think it will be overcome, and the fans will see a couple of the other races that are not willing to, you know, basically come and race. But I think eventually it'll be to the point where, you know, they'll be there.
Okay, and I appreciate you saying that, Rock. And this is the reason why I appreciate you saying that, because you said some very key things there, and I was just waiting for somebody to actually say that. Now, even though there's a bunch of things going on right now, and I know you guys are working very hard to try to accomplish your goal. However, you need to stay focus on what you're focusing on right now. That's why I mentioned the pieces of the puzzle being on the table. Continue to put your pieces to the puzzle together. You're going to always have, should I say, for lack of better words, you're going to always have some individuals that disagree with what you're doing. However, if you believe, not Joe, not Dog, not me, if you believe in being a member of NGRA along with the other members that this goal can be accomplished, that's all that matters, man. Why are you thinking about, and why is Pro Scout Joe thinking about what someone else's perception of the picture looks like? Why are you concerned about that?
Well, because it bothers me too. That's why. If you look at it, I've been silent all year. I ain't been saying much of nothing because it bothers me that people get offended of what we're trying to do. And that's only put the major players, or not say major players, all of the players in the same place at the same time, and something will happen. It ain't about who gets the gate. It's just other people that are being nosy worrying about who gets the gate. It's 10 people getting the gate. So you tell
me
what really can be
made.
Wait a minute. What really can be made split between 10 people? Ain't no real money where you can go pay your mortgages and things like that, but it helps you get to the next race the next week or the week after. You know what I'm saying? But you put on a great show. And every NGRA event this year, I don't think it's been a fan in the building has to say that they did not enjoy themselves and they didn't get fulfilled with the races or been different races that they've seen, you know, in the past couple of years.
Okay,
they can't say that. It's been good races, and I think they get better.
Okay, well,
Can I say something? I'm an NGRA member and Showtime, and I'm telling you, I believe it in my heart, and Dog can tell you, too, that I believe it. I mean, at times I might have been disappointed, but something that motivated me, and I plan on doing whatever it takes to make it work. I have sacrificed, and Dog know this from show, I have sacrificed a lot of money just to become a part of NGRA. And the reason why, because it's being a part of something, it's making something happen, it's showing that other people can have nice cars and we can go fast too. So I'm not trying to say other content and trying to offend anybody, but I've lost a lot of money. I mean, but, you know, like you said, like Rock said, we sure ain't making no whole lot of money when you divide up. And if anybody, any promoter, can look at the gate and look at spectating, you count it, and you do it time 10, and you see what they're going to take home. Like you're saying, you'll be saying, damn, I ain't nothing that big a fool, but we are dedicated to the fan. We want to bring a good show to the fan. I might not have the fastest car or whatever, but I can talk a whole lot of smack talk in front of the two and help people to enjoy. It's all about enjoying and to come together. Now, will it work one day? Truly in my heart, I do believe it. I do believe maybe next year or two, you might see something. It might be like the NHRA, because that's my goal. I mean, we got a goal set, and if the goal is 9 years, you got to sacrifice that, but hopefully on down the road, hey, big things going to happen.
All right, anybody else got a comment? Keep it on the 1 minute.
Next year, Showtime, we doing one race a month. So we won't have this problem where other people are feeling like we're on their toes and we won't have any conflict in dates or nothing. NGRA next year is going to do one race per month. So we're going to have somewhere around 8 to 10 shows. So that way it'll be helping everybody and, you know, we'll be available to do, you know, to support other people and so on and so forth.
Well, okay. Now, y'all said all this here. As you can see, it's working out. It just don't happen. Rome wasn't built overnight. Egos kill success. Egos kill success. But so far, y'all are working it out. It might be a slow process, but if you hang on to that train, you will get to the doggone destination. I think that's what everybody's really saying.
I'm going to tell you what's really killing me. Ain't no ego thing. My car ain't ready, and I can't talk no shit to nobody except with a stock expensive car. And really, I don't enjoy driving no stock expensive car. I want my car finished. And I'm telling you, it's killing me, bro.
Listen up, fellas. Bobby Childs, do you have a final comment? 30 seconds.
A final comment?
30 seconds.
I am an NGR dedicated member, and I'm not going to stop until the wheel stops turning. That's all I got to say.
All right, Bobby, thank you for that. Your mic will be on mute, so whatever you else you say, I won't hear you, you black bastard. All right,
damn.
Rock, you got a final comment.
Yeah, I want everybody to be in union August the 13th. I'm 90% sure if I can talk, if there's anything to be understood, I can get them to understand. Matter Joe Young will be in union. We will have this as a combined show. So everybody get ready. It ought to be good.
I hope he's telling the truth because that means they worked something out. So that's the door is still open. Pro Stop Joe, 30 seconds.
What they said.
What they said, that's good. That's a good one, boy. I love you for that, boy. I like that. I'm finna cut your mic off. So whatever you say after that, I won't hear you. But tell your mama I won't be able to make it tonight. I got something else to do. I can't hear you. All right, Showtime, you got 30 seconds, too, your big mouth ass. You started this shit.
No, man, I just want to say, man, it's just, you know, I think one thing is, man, it might need to just quit even talking about finances, man, because that just screws people's heads up, man. They just need to quit talking about gate and just alleviate that conversation, period, with talking about racism, man.
All right, that was more than 30 seconds, but anyway, I want to thank all y'all for tuning in today. Like I told you, boy, we had a damn, to me, it's because it's my show. To me, I think we had a damn outstanding show today, and I'm glad to hear everybody that came on and participated. Jumanian.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that chases this tail, we'll be busy.
Go ahead and shut this thing down. First off, Joe was supposed to send me an ending for my show, but nobody is sending me my damn ending, but anyway, though, I appreciate everything you try to do for me. I'll give you my ending for my show. But until next week, we'll let go. We see you.